much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
So, dude, what is this you're listening to? You need to pump up some jams. I mean, come on, it's Friday. People want to dance. Yeah, Phil knows what I'm talking about, don't you, Phil? Let's break out the glow sticks. It's time to get this party started.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Let's do this. Time for a Hollywood makeover. Meet Kevin.
I'm looking forward for this makeover.
He wants to romance the ladies like James Bond. One problem, though, Kevin. Your style screams 00.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm sure you've seen the numbers. I'm just calling to say not to worry. We're not bothered by it, so don't you be. Don't let it get to you. You guys, just keep doing what you're doing. Keep making with the funny. We're all good.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Are there any dogs up in this house?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I am serious. Now don't call me sugar.
Roll another one.
Generous slices of juicy beef.
Just like the other one.
Wait a minute. How is that interesting?
This one seems to be about to quit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Damn.
Roll another one. Just like the other one.
Why do you keep rewarding failure?
This one seems to be about.
Wow, that is excellent chocolate milk.
Just pass it around.
What Barack is cooking.
But don't that joint, my
zoom, zoom.
I just pass it.
And now.
Are we going to start?
I think that's a good start. I'm happy with that.
Our feature presentation.
Wow, that threw me off. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean show. It is Friday morning, and it's some day in April. The 10th.
It's the
10th of April.
How are you already at the Kira Coachella house? It's only 5:35 in the morning.
I know. What a waste of time.
Where's the part where you were calling on the phone like 40 miles away right now going, guys, I can't find the house. Where's that?
I got here about 90 seconds ago.
How did
I thought
that
I
happen?
Timed it perfectly.
Where's the real Kevin?
The real Kevin hasn't started yet.
Apparently not.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kevin is at the Kira Coachella house along with Dave. So Allie and Chip and I are on this.
Whoa. What?
Whoa.
What?
I know you're not in the studio, but you still can't use the F word on the radio.
When did that change?
That has been
Are
the
you
rule
kidding
for a long
me?
Time. No, of course
I
you can't.
I do not want to live in this America.
Whoa, it's already starting.
That's painful.
Allie, I felt bad for you. Kevin, I felt bad for you last night. Tough way to have a season end before the playoffs.
It's okay. Yeah. It's okay. I'm good with winning a cup every other year. We need a little downtime.
I am too, and I keep saying that, and I keep telling myself that, but not making the playoffs sucks.
It does.
It
but
just sucks, but
right. I'm at peace with it. I'm
not quite yet, but okay. I will in a couple of drinks.
But think how well rested they'll be for the start of next season. For
well, that's true.
You know, because they usually play 200 games in the postseason, so at yeah. least they'll actually have a spring and a summer off.
Yeah, we're taking a rest, so a well needed rest
next year. That's yeah. where you got to focus on. So.
Right.
All right, here's a story to get us started before we tell you about today's excellent show. This woman's name is Bobby Ann Finley, and I showed this story to the King of Mexico yesterday, and he said Miss Finley looks like Ronda Rousey if Ronda Rousey ate like a whole cow. She's like a puffed-up version of Ronda Rousey. That's picture that in your mind. She's 39 years old. She's actually on the run right now. She's based in Western Oregon, and they have been tracking her credit cards. They haven't been able to find her yet, but she's now in Oklahoma. And what she's accused of and has previously been convicted of is her scam is she meets military men many times shortly before they are deployed, and she convinces them to marry her.
Oh, that's terrible.
She has taken 14 husbands over the past 10 years. And then when they're not looking, either they're deployed or just when they're at work, she cleans out their bank accounts and hits the road.
Wow.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars over the years.
That's the worst of human beings.
Yeah. She has at least 20 different aliases that police know about. One victim said, "She made me feel that she was the woman of my dream. She's definitely smart, charming, beautiful, witty, and a very convincing lawyer, liar. In 2010, when she was arrested and convicted on one of the charges, she said, "I didn't put a shotgun to their head and say, 'Hey, you're getting married to me right now.' They wanted to marry me." Which is not really much of a defense when what you do next is clean out their bank accounts and steal almost everything from their house in some cases and then sell it down the road. Guys, she's
That's
done this
BS.
14 times. Like, how do you convince 14 different men to marry you?
I can't even convince one. So
right?
She is busy and, oh, she's a horrible person.
She's a whore.
She's
a horrible person.
She's both of those things. Yeah. Yes. You know, she just writes all the checks she can and just hits the road. And like I say, so far she's been, you know, mostly getting away with it. But it's just it's amazing. So she's on the run now. They think she's in Oklahoma and they're trying to find her. But I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you get away with that. I mean, I don't
how
understand
you live
how
with yourself. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Even
yeah,
once.
One of her former husbands said she was like, "Oh, why don't we get married?" After only a few weeks, and I thought, okay, why not? I would get more money from the military. So we did. Now maybe that's part of the hook for some of these military guys.
Makes sense for both people if they don't know that she's scamming them.
Yes, because you do get more. You do get a higher paycheck in the military if you have a family to support. When I'd go out to sea, she'd drive my truck everywhere. In a couple of weeks, she'd put on 2,000, 3,000 miles on my truck. When he had second thoughts about the marriage. And said, I was like, "What's going on here?" I found out she was lying about a few other things. And I said, "Okay, that's it. I'm leaving." So at least one of the husbands left her, which is probably what she wanted, by the way. So anyway, we'll keep our eyes peeled and see what they come up with her. But yeah, 14 husbands over the past few years. Good times.
All in the military.
Yep.
Wow. Can we offer anyone up to ISIS? Is that not, do we have a trade program?
That sounds
She's
about
number
right.
Number one. Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
No, Kevin Ryder, you... Ignoramus, get off the alcohol!
I missed that dude. I don't know if he died or what happened, but I missed that dude. On the program today, we have the movie beat because it's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to talk to somebody who is on the L.A. professional team, the professional sporting team in Los Angeles, known as the Aviators.
The Aviators.
And the Aviators are a professional sports team that Los Angeles has. So we're all going to root for the Aviators.
Now, this is a new USFL franchise, I assume?
This
we're talking
is the
about
American,
football?
It's the American Ultimate Disc League.
As
this
in...
is professional frisbee.
Yay!
Right?
Awesome.
Go Aviators.
Go Aviators.
Just in time.
Look, you may not have the Kings, man, but you can switch right over to the Ultimate Frisbee season.
We also have Micah Monroe from It Follows. The lead in that movie. How about that? And we have a little person by the name of Miranda Baccarin.
Yeah. From V, Homeland, and now Gotham. She's awesome in everything she does.
Pretty good deal right there. And we're going to be broadcasting all day from the K-Rock Coachella house. We're going to have Kat Corbett, if we can get her up at 9, which seems like an impossible task to get Kat up at 9. But she's going to give us a list of bands to watch at Coachella each day.
And, well, that's the hardest thing about Coachella is knowing what to see and making some of those difficult choices when you've got bands playing at the same time. What do you do? That's tough.
Here's what I know. I know that I make a very detailed plan of what I'm going to, where I'm going to go and who I'm going to see, and then none of it happens. That's just how it works. So maybe you can plan around Kat, maybe not. But if you're on your way out here, we're going to be broadcasting live all morning from the K-Rock Coachella house. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54, broadcasting live from the Coachella house and with a look at the Showbiz Beat.
By the way, speaking of the Coachella house, I don't think we mentioned this. We're giving away a new car today, too.
That's happening.
Yeah, somebody who won tickets to Coachella and access to the K-Rock Coachella house. In the 7 o'clock hour this morning, we'll do a grand prize drawing and award somebody a brand new Fiat Arbat. So listen for the phone to ring. It's going to be us, and we're calling to give you a new car. Hey, Ralph Garman, what's going on, man?
Let's make Kevin say Fiat Arbat all day long.
He can't do any worse than I'm doing.
I got to tell you,
eventually it'll come out Pia Fart. I'm sure of it.
How
eventually
dare
Kevin
you?
Will say fart when he's talking about that car. I promise you all the money.
Ralph
if you
Garman.
Just made him say it all day long, eventually fart would come out.
Why do you have to hate?
Fia Arbat, there's a fart in there just waiting to happen from Kevin. I'm telling you, it would happen 100%.
I'll slur it just a little bit.
You want to put some money on this, Mr. Garman?
I do want to put some money on this, Mr. Granola Bar.
Said I'm not talking to you.
Promise?
Fiat Arbat.
Okay. Fart, fart, fart.
Good. Fart, fart. Eventually, that's what we're going to get. Let's talk about the show business news. Jenny Garth. Remember her from Beverly Hills 90210?
Sure.
She's just announced she is getting engaged. She's headed to the altar after just 4 short months of dating a gentleman named David Abrams. Now, here's what I think it's interesting. It's because she was married to actor Peter Facinelli, of course, from Twilight and from Nurse Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
11 years they were together. He proposed to his new girlfriend, Jamie Alexander, from the Thor movies last month. Now, boom, Jenny Garth is getting married. Is there pressure when you break up with someone and you find out your significant other got engaged to get engaged yourself? Is that a thing? Is that a phenomenon?
That is a good question. Mm-hmm. I'll bet there is.
Because she's just been dating this guy for 4 months.
Yeah.
And now they're engaged.
That's a good question.
Yeah, so. You don't want your happy ex to look over at you
right.
and think that you're miserable.
You don't want to be the lonely one.
Right. Allie?
Well, come on.
I was waiting for it.
Bad
so
enough she's got the hat. You got to give her that business,
yeah.
too?
Well,
that
was a choice. Of the hat,
I think they're related.
Yeah, I think it might
was a choice.
After marriage, of course, come babies. Alyssa Milano's not happy. This, I don't understand this story. I'm going to do some more research. I have to pull a bean here and get more details. Because she arrived at Heathrow Airport yesterday, and on her flight to London, she pumped her breast milk, as new mothers are wont to do. You got to empty out the tanks, you know, or else you blow up. So she was pumping breast milk, and when she got to the airport, they made her dump the milk.
What? Oh, through security?
Yes.
Oh.
I guess you can't bring dairy products into the country. And so they made her dump the milk. But my theory is if you bring something off a plane and go into the airport, aren't you okay with that?
Until you go through, well, I don't know.
Wait, so they didn't ask her to dump. This wasn't a TSA bringing liquids onto a plane
thing? No, this is
off
a plane. She pumped on the flight to London.
Hmm.
She got off the plane in Heathrow. And that's where...
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
That's where security and the customs made her dump the milk.
I mean, who are they trying to keep safe at this point?
I don't know. What could you have on a plane?
Crazy babies.
That wouldn't be safe to bring into an airport.
That doesn't make sense. Are they
a lot stricter at Heathrow?
They are pretty strict going into Heathrow, for sure.
That's crazy.
But again, I can't understand the logic of... If it was any fluid. If you had a bottle of water that you were drinking on the plane and you carried it off the plane and wanted to take it into Heathrow Airport, would you have to dump the water, too?
Yeah, because it started on the right side of security,
exactly.
So it should be fine. That's
once you're in the air, you should have been cleared already, right, with whatever you have.
Yeah.
Huh. Are her boobs lethal weapons?
Probably.
They're pretty impressive.
Alyssa tweeted, that's 10 ounces of precious liquid that's simply gone, which is not okay, she said.
Yeah.
So it sounds like she's cheesed off, and I think she's got a point.
I'm with her.
Yeah. Have you seen Penn Jillette recently?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
What happened?
What have we noticed? That's extreme.
You may have noticed
well
that
said.
He's... Yes. Up fart. You may have noticed that he lost, in 4 months, 105 pounds.
Wow.
Holy crap.
Wow.
That's a magician who made something disappear right there. His blood pressure
He's a big dude.
He is a big, big dude. And his blood pressure apparently was sky high. He was taking 6 different medications for all kinds of ailments. And Penn says he just decided to take control of his body and went on something called the Nutriarian diet.
Nutriarian?
Nutritarian diet.
Which is by
a Dr. Furman, his name is. And this is a new diet that's sweeping the nation. Nutritarian, it's called.
Okay.
And he lost almost a pound every day in 4 months.
Is that healthy?
I don't know. I guess it's depending on your medical condition at the time. If your blood pressure is dangerously high and you have all kinds of ailments, I guess you pick one over the other, right? This regimen, however, this diet regimen, sounds just like forget about it. First
just
of all,
hellish.
Yeah, first of all, it's 1,000 calories a day, okay? He's what, 6'7", 6'8"?
Tall.
The average man, his age range, should consume around 2,000, maybe 2,500 calories a day.
Wow.
He's down to less than 1,000. And here's what you can't have on the diet. No meat, no dairy, no eggs, no processed grains, no added sugar, no salt.
What's left?
What can you? What do you eat? What do you eat at that point?
Fish and fruit.
Yeah, I guess that's it. And formica. You can have formica.
Oh,
really?
You can have peat moss. You can have grass clippings. That's a rich man's diet, too. To live like that, you got to have a staff. You got to have somebody prepping stuff for you and everything. The average person couldn't do that, right?
It seems difficult upkeep, too, down the road, you know? You can't
but
keep
still,
living that way.
Can't argue with the results. Yeah. 105 pounds in 4 months. You see a picture of him, you won't believe it.
Wow.
It's ridiculous. All right, take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Ton of people born today. Actor Alex Pettyfer from I Am Number 4. Other films, 25 years old today. My buddy Haley Joel Osment celebrates his 27th birthday. Happy birthday, Haley. Barkhad Abdi. I'm the captain now. Look at me. Look at me. I'm
the
captain
now. That's
the
name you should have
me say. I'm the captain now. Look at me.
I bet he drives a fart part.
Fart part. 30 years old today. Mandy Moore is 31. Andre Ethier of your Los Angeles Dodgers. 33 years old today. Actor Michael Pitt from Boardwalk Empire. Talented guy. 34 years old. Charlie Hunnam. Huh, ladies? You with me? He's 35.
Yeah.
Orlando Jones, 47. Peter McNichol, 61 years old. And actor Steven Seagal celebrates his 63rd birthday today. He should get on the Nutritarian diet, by the way. He should call up Penn Jillette and see what his secret is. Because, boy, looks like he ate Nepal. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So what if you've already seen Fast and the Furious 7? Then what? Ralph Garman is here to let you know it's time for the movie beat.
In a world someone has been watching, one man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's movie beat.
Welcome to my world.
No reason to believe that anything is going to best Furious 7 this weekend. It looks like it will continue to be number one. You know, it's made over $500 million already, that movie.
In what, 8 days?
Yeah, roughly a week.
That's crazy.
So keep in mind, the number one grossing film of the year so far has been 50 Shades of Grey, with a total of $560 million.
Mm.
So this is well on the pace to become the big hit of 2015. But movies will try to topple it from the top of the list this weekend. Movies like Ex Machina. Ha!
I'm sorry?
I hear good things about this.
Ex Machina.
I'm sorry?
Ex Machina.
Don't ask again, Kevin.
It's Latin, Kevin.
I'm sorry?
It means the machine. And it is getting a ton of buzz and critical acclaim. A sci-fi movie for the ages, some are calling it. The story of a young programmer who's selected to participate in a breakthrough experiment where he has to evaluate this artificial intelligence. And this artificial intelligence happens to be a smoking hot robot. It's Bean's hottest fantasy come
right.
True.
I'm going to need some time.
When's the sex robots? When are the sex robots coming?
Robots are so much better than people, Ralph. Come on.
You are damaged.
This programmer has to evaluate the human qualities of this beautiful, breathtaking female artificial intelligence known as Ava. In this scene from Ex Machina, Caleb, the programmer, is asking the guy who created Ava if he programmed her to like him.
Did you program her to flirt with me?
If I did, would that be cheating?
Wouldn't it?
I programmed her to be heterosexual. Just like you were programmed to be heterosexual.
Nobody programmed me to be straight.
You decided to be straight? Please, of course you were programmed. By nature or nurture or both. And to be honest, Caleb, you're starting to annoy me now because this is your insecurity talking. This is not your intellect.
Then Ava starts to go off. And you don't want to be around Ava when she goes off. This movie looks fascinating, terrifying, exciting, titillating. A lot going for it. It's in limited release this weekend. You might have to work a little harder to find it, but people are saying good things, so you may want to check it out. Kill Me Three Times. Simon Pegg.
Simon Pegg.
Simon Pegg. Plays a professional hitman named Charlie Wolfe in this film.
Is he in this same category for you guys that he is for me, which is I'll pretty much see any movie he's in?
Yes. I see his name on something, I'm in.
And I saw it.
What the what?
Yeah, it's true.
What the what?
Yeah, I got a screener.
You're going to ruin everything in this segment if you start seeing the movies.
Right. Ralph doesn't see the movies.
Come
That's
on,
the magic.
Allie. You got to learn the recipe. Don't start putting your vanilla extract in my blueberry muffins.
That sounds weird.
That's an expression.
I have no idea what that
means. Not sure what that meant at all.
No. Here's some clips from the trailer of Kill Me Three Times.
I want you to kill my wife.
Do you have that sort of cash just laying around?
She took it.
All right, I'll do it.
Where is she?
Put the money on the ground.
Then I won't kill her. Over my dead body.
I'm what you call a professional. Despite how this looks, I had nothing to do with it.
I love my wife very much.
Well, you've got a crazy way of showing it.
Come on!
Yeah.
Looks awesome.
Teresa Palmer, Luke Hemsworth, Simon Pegg. Kill Me Three Times, the name of the film, also in limited release. Lost River is in limited release as well. This is the directorial debut of Ryan Gosling, a movie that has been slammed everywhere it's been shown. Every film festival, it got booed at Cannes. People saying it's just a horrible, horrible film. People are saying it's just as bad as you've heard it was, as a lot of reviews are saying.
Wow.
Just a big pile of cinematic caca. Christina Hendricks stars, which makes me sad because I want her to be happy. But by all accounts, this story of a single mother who is swept into the underworld while her teenage son discovers a road that leads him to a secret underwater town. Not a great film. Hard to believe it. Because I've been waiting for a story about a teenager who finds a secret road that goes to an underwater town.
By the way, that sounds like in the hands of a good filmmaker, that would be great.
In the hands of David Lynch.
Right.
And perhaps not in the hands of Ryan Gosling. Here's some clips from the trailer of Lost River.
Looks like we're the only ones left.
There's still people here. I'd like to stay in the house.
Do you mind if I ask why?
Because I have two boys and that is our home.
I found a road that goes underwater.
Must go down to that town.
What town?
They flooded a bunch of towns when they dammed the river. That's why they call this Lost River. As soon as the last town was drowned, a spell was cast. Everything that's going on around here, it's got to be for some reason.
Okay.
That's not even good.
Nope.
It's only 30 seconds.
You only
have
to
make 30 seconds.
Can we find a good 30 seconds in the film to put in the trailer? No, sorry, we don't have it. We simply can't find it. I can give you eight. I can give you eight good seconds, and it's all silence. And lastly, The Longest Ride. This may be the one. This may be the Don Quixote, if you will, to tilt at the windmill that is Furious 7. Because ladies will go in droves to see this. This Nicholas Sparks, you know him, right?
Sure.
This is one of his. Scott Eastwood stars. He's dreamy. Mm. Alan Alda, Jack Houston. Story of a young couple whose lives intertwine with a much older man as he reflects back on a lost love while he's trapped in an automobile crash. Yep, that sounds like Nicholas
Good
Sparks
times.
To me. Longest Ride is the name of the film. Here are some clips from the trailer.
We come from such a different world, but I've never felt this way about anybody.
I wish I could tell you it'll all be happily ever after. Not everybody gets that.
You did.
Luke, you need to stop. Or next time, you're more likely going to pick him up at the morgue.
This is my life. It's all I know.
I can't be with someone if every time they walk out the door, I don't know if I'm going to see them again. Promise me you'll come back.
I promise.
Promise me you'll come back!
If somebody is to the point of asking that question, it's already been answered.
Yeah, Longest Rides in theaters everywhere this weekend. Those are your choices. What are you going to see?
Furious 7 again?
Furious 7 again. Fobart. Fart. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
Speaking of Coachella, if you are going to the festival this weekend and you're trying to plan out your weekend in terms of who you're going to see and when, why not go to KROQ.com? Because all the set times are up there. You can find out who's playing at what time at what stages. Kevin, you've mapped it out already, or you still have that to do?
I'm still in the process, but like I say, I usually map it out entirely, and then something else altogether happens. So I don't know why I spend the time to map it out.
King is there, too. Dave the King of Mexico is with you. You know what I haven't heard much about this year? Dave, maybe you know. Are they going to be streaming a bunch of Coachella as well this year?
Yes, it'll be on YouTube, and then next week it's on Access TV.
Oh, very cool. All right.
How many of us expected Dave to have that answer?
None.
I'm going to say not me.
Actress Micah Monroe joins us later on this morning. She is the star of the hit horror film of the year called It Follows. Also, Morena Baccarin is going to be here from Gotham as well. And we're going to give away a new car next hour. First, though, I think this is the best piece of tape I have heard, maybe not even this year, maybe in the last 5 years. I love this so much. President Obama, why do they make the president do dumb things, by the way? Doesn't the president have ISIS to fight? Why is he ever reading stories to little kids?
Well, I think it was Easter, right? Wasn't it Easter Sunday?
Yes. I think it was, yes, at the White House Easter event, right?
I mean, he could take 20 minutes and read a story, can't he?
But don't you feel like we so often see, not just this president, but all presidents, we so often see these photo opportunities of him meeting with bizarro people in the news or whatever, or handing over an autographed basketball to the NBA champions or whatever. It just seems like the president does a lot of ceremonial stuff and photo op stuff when he should never be able to keep up with the pressures of his job and the mission that he's out to accomplish, I would think.
Yeah, I feel like if I were president, I would be up 24 hours a day and I would be 2 years behind on calls and messages and stuff to do. I don't know how they do it.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know how. I guess
I'd be
right.
A great president, by the way.
Well, sure. No, yeah. No. I mean, is it a photo op? Is that why they have them read to the kids?
I imagine. It's one of those things you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because if he doesn't do any of these public things showing that he's human, people are like, oh, what's he doing? What's happening? And then if he, you know, does do it, people are like, why isn't he fighting ISIS?
Okay.
It's a double-edged sword.
Does he need to be on ESPN picking college basketball brackets?
Maybe not.
I don't know. I mean, if you're talking about time, I don't know. But it is sort of interesting to see a president who knows anything that's going on. You know what I mean? Like, I think he's out there going, hey, I know that college basketball exists, and here are my picks. And seems to be pretty well informed.
Okay.
But everything is so unbelievably organized, and that's what makes this video just perfect.
Yeah,
we have this video up, but if I'm correct, Dave, we have this video up in the Internet Roundup
stack
from yesterday. Okay, so you can see this video, and it's great. So it's Easter Sunday. He's got a White House event. He's got a couple of hundred kids out there, and he is sitting in a little chair under a tree reading the classic Where the Wild Things Are, the Marie Sendak book that was made into that awesome movie a few years ago. And while he's reading to the kids, a swarm of bees comes and starts buzzing around the children, who go berserk. So here you have the president trying to read, and the kids are running away from him while they are screaming. And you can't believe how funny it is. You can even tell listening to this tape.
Can you see it? Oh, no, it's a bee. That's okay, guys. Bees are good. They won't land on you.
All right, stop right there. Stop right there. Is the president now guilty of lying to the nation's children?
I think he's just trying to get through this, and his world is so organized, like all of a sudden there's mayhem.
Did you hear the kid? They sting and they're scary.
And he sounds also like the guy who's able to say things one time, and then that's the way it goes. And these kids are like, F you. We don't know who the president is.
You're not my dad.
Right.
But I love the fact that he is assuming that these bees aren't going to land on them and these bees aren't going to sting. He really doesn't know. I don't know that he's close enough to know whether these are bumblebees that are harmless or killer bees or wasps that are going to take down this entire herd of children.
Hey, children come in herds?
Or whatever. Is that not the term?
I don't think so.
All right, back to Mr. Obama.
They won't land on you. They won't sting you. They'll be okay. Wait.
All right, hold on. Hold up. Okay, so at this point, now he finds it funny. Like, he's laughing because this is not supposed to be going this way. None of the kids care about his reassurances.
And I love that he is starting to try to just casually just pick up where he left off in the story and start reading from the book again when he doesn't understand these kids are just terrified. They're not hearing
they
anything
done.
He says right now. They are so done.
All right, just back that up a little bit. So right here, he's like, okay, all right, I'm reading where the wild things are. So I'm going to work this back in, and I'm going to get the kids back.
All right.
Hold on. You guys are wild things. You're not supposed to be scared of these when you're a wild thing. Now stop. Now sit. And send the wild things off to bed. We'll have their supper.
How many bees are there? Has anyone seen any other angle of this footage? Because are there 100,000 or something? What's happening here?
I only heard a bee. That's what
Really?
One of the kids go, a bee! And he goes, don't worry about a bee. Didn't they say that at the beginning?
There
could be.
Several, but
Matter. It's so fun to watch him manage that situation. And kids are the one area that you cannot manage.
The way those kids are screaming, though, it's like literally Godzilla showed up on the White House lawn or something like that. It's just a bee, kids. Oh, it's so great. You got to check it out at krock.com.
6.7 KROQ is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show live from the K-Earth Coachella House.
I think it's K-Rock Coachella House.
K-Rock. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
I apologize.
Jack Coachella House.
Very confusing.
You live where you want to live.
Yesterday on the show, we found out a deep, dark secret in our friend Ralph Garman's past.
What?
And that is he used to be a competitive ultimate frisbee player. And
dark secret at all, by the way. One of my proudest moments.
Really? Because you should hide that.
I kicked ass on my team.
Makes a lot of sense.
Go Vikings!
We're going to be talking to a young man who is with the LA Aviators, which apparently is our team, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
He's a defensive cutter.
Sure. Ralph,
does that mean something to you as a position?
Of course.
He's very depressed.
What does a cutter do?
He's very upset by his life.
Secret.
He's not cutting.
He listens to Morrissey. What?
No. A defensive cutter is like, it's like in hockey or soccer, you have offensive forwards, and then you have defensive players as well, and so he's a D-cut.
Okay. Well, he's with the Los Angeles Aviators.
Just because you call him a D-cut doesn't make it cool.
It's way
cool.
You
know it.
We'll find out.
But he's with a different – I was with IFA.
Sure.
Different. It's like different belts in boxing, you know?
It's the American Ultimate Disc League.
Right. IFA, which was the International Frisbee Association.
So you guys would never play each other then?
No, we were in completely different groups.
Different leagues, okay.
Different leagues.
A different F word in mine.
All right, well, go Aviators. We'll talk to him coming up. And, Kevin, what's that car we're giving away next hour, too?
It's the Fiat Abarth.
Yes, it is. Matter of fact, the grand prize drawing is coming up. Ralph's here now.
Get too cocky, Kevin.
Time for the showbiz bee here on Friday.
It's too much time, Ralph.
You're all proud of yourself. I said something right. News.
Don't do it anymore.
About show business. Sad news. Former L.A. Law star Richard Dysart has passed away. If you ever watched that show on NBC, you may remember him as Leland McKenzie, the head of the law firm where everybody worked there on L.A. Law. Passed away in his home in Santa Monica this week. He was 86 years old. Amazingly talented guy. Worked at one of those careers. Just if you're in show business at all, it just inspires awe that anyone could be a professional performer for as long as he was. He got his start in radio in the early 1950s. Did theater and movies and television throughout his career. Won an Emmy for his role on L.A. Law in 1992. Just had a remarkable career and apparently a great life. So, good for him. It's not good for him that he's dead, but good for him that he's a life well lived. There's a Boy George reality show in the works. Is that something we need?
Yes. He's the dude that's been falling asleep at the wheel, right?
Nope. That's
Who's
George
that?
Michael.
George. But he's got a wooden hand, right? Fiat Abarth. Nope. Shut up, Allie.
George Michael.
Need your crap.
Was the guy falling asleep behind the wheel. Boy George, however, was the guy who kidnapped and chained a guy to his wall of his apartment, and the
That's
guy
right.
escaped. That was a good story.
I knew there was some goodness there.
Yes. There was some goodness, just not the goodness you chose. He is moving from London to Los Angeles, and the docuseries will be all about his big move to the West Coast. Boy George tells Deadline.com, if Marge Simpson met Dolly Parton and went dancing with Ziggy Stardust, it wouldn't come close to what you'll see.
Huh.
It seems like he's working too hard on that one.
Yeah. So, Boy George, coming to TV near you.
And terrorist, you know, situation.
That's right.
How could you forget that one? Remember we were talking about the Kevin B. clothing line. One of the listeners sent in a shirt that just said, and terrorist situation.
And terrorist situation. The Star Wars trilogy, a little programming note, available today for digital download if you want to check it out. These are very popular, these Star Wars films. That's what I've heard. Mm-hmm. Apparently the kids love them. So if you want to get it, download it to your phone or something, you can finally do that thing. They sent us a lovely basket, by the way, to celebrate. Oh. We got a basket of Star Wars goodies in the next room. We got the Luke Skywalker giant action figure and inflatable robot radio-controlled R2-D2 and some mugs and some stuff. It's really, it's very kind of them to send that out.
You got a semi.
It's awesome stuff. You talk about me. You should see Allie Mack over here.
I had a breakdown.
Out. The things that she does with a lightsaber, you do not want to be part of. I'll tell you that much.
Huh.
Yeah, indeed, Bean.
But there's a fuzzy Chewbacca journal, and when you open it, it makes the Chewbacca
noise. Is that
code? It is.
That's not even a thing. And say goodbye to Mamma Mia.
Aw.
Yep. It's finally facing its Waterloo.
Oh, man.
On Broadway.
After
a 14-year run, the show will close on September the 5th on Broadway. Oh. Mamma Mia, of course, is the story told through the music of ABBA. It will have given, by the time it closes, over 5,760 performances, earning more than $600 million in ticket sales.
Wow.
It's the 8th longest running show on Broadway. There have been productions all over the world, but it will no longer be on Broadway as of September 5th. Isn't it crazy that one of the greatest hit musicals of all time on Broadway, in 14 years, can amass $600 million in ticket sales, and Furious 7 will probably do that by Tuesday.
Wow.
Nuts, you know, when you think about it, what it costs to mount a production like that and how little they get on their return, but a hugely successful show.
And what's fascinating about that, besides the 14 years versus a week, Ralph, is that it's $100 to go see that.
Right.
It's $8 to go see the movie. Like, it's hard to do the math
They need
that.
Bigger theaters is what they need. They need 1,000-seat theaters. Well, I guess they already have them. They need 10,000-seat theaters.
There you
and
go.
And that's why Broadway sucks, right? That's what we're saying.
That's not what we're saying at all.
All right. I thought that was our message.
Are you sitting outside? Why is there wind going past you?
I am sitting outside.
Yes, I am. Is it the Kara Coachella house or is it the Kara Coachella lean-to? Is it a tent? Is there an indoor section where you can be?
I imagine, but there's no broadcasting equipment in there.
Well, that makes sense.
There's a huge house, Ralph, with a lot of rooms.
But there's no room for you or your microphone.
Okay. I don't know if it's just me and if everybody else is going to be inside, but I am outside.
I just hear the wind whipping past you, and it sounds like we're talking to Bear Grylls.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Alex Pettyfer is 25 years old today. Haley Joel Osment turns 27. Barkhad Abdi.
We're giving one away next hour.
No, Barkhad Abdi is the actor, of course, who played the Somali pirate.
Oh, that's right.
In Captain Phillips. 30 years old today. Singer Mandy Moore is 31. Dodgers outfielder Andre Ethier is 33 years old. Actor Michael Pitt from Boardwalk Empire turns 34. Charlie Hunnam from Your Sons, 35 years old today. You know him, right, Kevin? Your buddies with him?
I'm not really buddies
with
him.
Your buddies with him. I saw you not moving after the show one time. It looked like you knew everybody on that show.
I was frozen at one point next to him, if that counts as partying with or knowing.
Orlando Jones is 47 years old. Peter McNichol turns 61. And actor Steven Seagal, one of our greats, perhaps our greatest cinema actor. He is 63 years old today. And he's a lawman, too. Let's not forget that.
Sure. Right.
He's a sheriff down there in New Orleans.
And he trains UFC fighters.
And he trains UFC. And he's also has an energy drink.
Which is funny, because if you ever heard him talk, who needs it more than he does?
He needs an energy drink. He's very lacking in energy.
He would call it Zen.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
The Coachella Valley Board of Tourism presents another in an ongoing series, How to Survive the Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival, Chapter 14, Temperature. During the day, temperatures at Coachella can reach those similar to that of the surface of the sun. You'll be tempted to strip off all of your clothing, and even then, may consider finding a way to remove your skin. The very last thing you'll be thinking about is a jacket. However, once the sun goes down, evening temperatures can plummet to anywhere from freezing to the approximate temperature of liquid nitrogen. So bring a jacket or a sweatshirt, or your friends may find you later as a blue-lipped corpse in the parking lot. Enjoy the Coachella Valley Music and Art Festival, and as we say here at the Board of Tourism, try not to die.
Good advice. It's good advice indeed.
I feel like they should update that statement.
Really? Sounds good. Hey, it doesn't even look like it's going to be 100 out there today, does it, Kevin?
It's supposed to be low 90s.
Okay. Nothing.
Low 90s.
Very pleasant. Very pleasant.
59 at night. It's going to be a great weekend.
Hey, Ralph, I'm glad you're in here because I know you are a former Ultimate Frisbee player, and you're very excited that Los Angeles now has a franchise for the American Ultimate Disc League. This is the 22nd club, by the way, in the league.
Yes.
The Los Angeles Aviators, and from the team, Cody Johns. He is number 6. He is a defensive cutter for the LA Aviators, and he joins us on the Kevin Beach Show right now. Hey, Cody, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, everyone.
Let's correct everybody, Cody, first before we get started. The game is simply called Ultimate, right?
Yeah.
That's how, when I came up, that's what we called it.
When you came up.
Not Ultimate Frisbee, not Ultimate Disc. It's a game, Ultimate Frisbee League. No, just Ultimate, Bean. That's the sport.
Are we not saying it cool enough for you, Ralph?
Well, that's the name. Call it by what it is. That's all I'm saying.
So, Cody, I apologize that you're going to be subjected to an old-timer who's telling you it was better back in his day. That's what's going on right now.
All I know is when I was coming up.
Right.
When I was coming up, we didn't have any fancy jerseys or anything. We played with bear skins wrapped around us. That's how we played, Cody.
So, Cody, how does one become a professional Ultimate player? Tell us your journey.
My journey was I was introduced to Ultimate when I was in high school by a buddy of mine, and then I was a football player in high school, believe it or not, so the game I kind of adapted well. I was, you know, semi-athletic. Like, I'm not saying I was a football superstar, but I definitely loved playing, and I actually tried out for Florida, which is, I went to the University of Florida, and I tried out there, and I played there for 2 years under a player named Brody Smith, who has a huge lucrative career in Ultimate Frisbee. He has, like,
take it easy. Slow down. Holy crap.
Hold on. I'm not done.
Kevin.
So then I moved out to L.A., and I had found out that they were opening a franchise, and I was like, wow, this is incredible. What a great opportunity it would be to play professionally. And I tried out, and then now I'm here. Now I'm number 6.
So can you make a living? Can this be your only job?
I would say right now it's definitely not at a place where a player could play only Ultimate Frisbee. However, we are definitely looking forward to maybe seeing that in the next few years with sponsorships and how the fans respond and grow.
I think once the big TV deal comes through, Cody, then everybody's going to start making money.
Right. And like right now, ESPN3 is definitely looking to host games, you know, on the network. And I think, you know, if we see more of that, then It's the potential is huge, you know?
I agree.
Now, what is it that the average Kevin and Bean listener doesn't know about what makes Ultimate Frisbee so great? Because most of us just think of it as a thing that families and friends play in the park. What turns it into a compelling sport that we would want to watch?
You know what? In my opinion, Ultimate Frisbee is basically, it's all, everything about it is so fast moving. Unlike football, you know, football is, you know, the most sport in America. The thing about Ultimate Frisbee is, the action does not stop, which is so great because, like, it is on a time clock, but unlike football, there's no stoppages in Ultimate. It's much like soccer in the way that everyone's always moving. And there are, you know, 50% of plays in Ultimate are, like, usually huge bomb throws where the disc is not just going to, you know, land in one perfect spot all the time. It's going to float. It's going to get air, and people are having to jump, you know, and make plays in the air, make diving catches, because you can't always predict exactly where the disc is going to fly or how the wind's going to push it. So that's an element that it doesn't have that football doesn't have. You know?
A layout in the end zone, Cody, is one of the most beautiful things in sports, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's what all players would like to do for the game-winning goal, lay out into the end zone.
Oh,
do you really want to describe your league by comparing it to the NFL? Is that the direction you're going?
I mean, I think it's actually a combo of like 3 or 4 different sports, to be honest. And basketball is actually a sport that it compares to a lot just because of how a thrower can pivot you know what I mean, and have someone guarding them in that fashion. That's actually how, you know, and defensively, how you defend someone. It's very much like basketball, believe it or not.
I just came up with a whole new sport, you guys.
Yeah.
Ultimate. So it's ultimate frisbee, then you introduce dogs.
What?
Right? You so play you're against playing dogs? Against dogs oh, with like frisbees.
Remember, you have a dog on each side?
Don't make a mockery of Cody's living
I'm
here.
I'm not. Right? I'm saying ultimate. That's amazing. I'll keep that to myself.
Make a note.
I got to tell you something. If that league was able to open up, I would probably have to leave and go play there.
Yeah. See, Cody, this is awesome. Well, here's the great thing.
But it's great to watch two guys go up for the disc at the same time, or as Cody said, when somebody's laying out in the end zone. I mean, there is real exciting plays. And these guys, first of all, you have to be in amazing shape because you're constantly running up and down the field all day long. Right, Cody?
Absolutely, and that's what the entire game is. It's really, there's no stopping. I mean, we're not really training to really get super big and super strong. It's more like we're training for endurance and for burst speed. That's the kind of athleticism that these guys have. I mean, we're talking about guys, you know, on our team that can run 4.440s, which is pretty much NFL speed, and then who are jumping like 34, you know, inches on the vertical. You know,
but when the guy jumps 34 inches vertically, he's catching a frisbee?
Yes, and actually, you know, a lot of people don't really know. It's like some of the biggest plays and some of the most, you know, hits on YouTube are plays of guys, you know, quote-unquote, we call it skying people, meaning going up for the disc and getting it at a super high position in the air and then coming down with it.
But when he comes down with it, it's a frisbee?
It's a frisbee. We're talking about playing with frisbees here, Kevin.
Come on.
Cody Judd's on the line. He is with your Los Angeles Aviators. They kick off their season tomorrow night at L.A. Southwest College, playing against the Seattle Cascades. That game is at 7:30 p.m. You can go to laaviators.com. Now, why do you suppose it took so long for Los Angeles to get a franchise? How are we the 22nd team to join the league, Cody? What do you think the problem was there?
I know, right? And I think it came down to a lot of different things. I think our frisbee community of guys that were down here was, you know, not at odds, but like, you know, somehow, you know, not all together on one page. And also, I think it had to do with the league itself. It wasn't necessarily the city's fault or anything. It was just kind of a thing that just happened at the right place, right time for the city. And I think it couldn't really be better. I mean, we have a team of super athletic guys that are going to be definitely really competitive this year. So,
How were there 21 other teams that started before this one?
I think that's what he was answering.
Yeah, I think we just heard that answer.
No, I'm just saying, you're saying, why did it take so long in Los Angeles? I'm saying, how did any other team join first? How is this a thing?
It's a thing.
But really.
It's a thing because people like it and people want to see it and people have fun.
You should explain this all to Kevin before.
Is this
going to
be a hacky sack league next? What's happening?
Kevin.
This is from a guy who watches soccer. I got no time.
Cody, where are you going to be playing?
He just said Southwest Park.
Okay.
L.A. Southwest College.
You want to know the details? Yeah,
I do.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to be playing at L.A. Southwest College at 7:30. And you guys can find tickets at laaviators.com. It's definitely a great, you know, family-friendly sport, you know, for all ages. You know, everyone can come out and check it out.
And they're making it really affordable, which is great.
Yeah. Well, $12 for an adult, and if you bring a student ID, you can get in for $8. And, you know, we're going to have, like, cool stuff like merchandise there and everything, you know, for people to, like, you know, get frisbees or jerseys and, like, rep the town and rep L.A. Aviators, which would be awesome.
And I've got a bunch of investors, Cody. We're going to build a privately owned ultimate stadium someplace in the city limits. We don't know exactly where yet, but we're going to let you know. We're going to go big time.
Wow.
We were actually hoping that all of you could come and announce the game as well, if you don't mind.
Can we leave maybe Kevin at home?
Well, yeah, Kevin will do that.
Oh, now Kevin.
As a former player, I think I could do some color commentary, you know.
Ralph, you're in.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you guys can vote each other off, too, each week.
Well, we all know who's first, don't we?
I'll be voted off every week.
All right, Cody. Well, listen, thank you so much for the time. Congratulations on the Aviators and the first game this weekend. LAAviators.com for folks who want to check it out. I hope it goes well for you, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me.
You bet.
I feel like we should give away a new car.
You want to give away a new car?
We should give away a new car!
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock Coachella House is happening this weekend and next for the Coachella Music and Arts and Valley. I never can get the name of that thing right. One of the things that we did this year that was different, in addition to giving away Coachella tickets a bunch over the past couple weeks, is we qualified people to win a brand new 2015 Fiat Abarth. And it is an awesome car, and we promised that from the K-Rock Coachella house, which is where you are right now, Kevin, we would make this call and actually give the call away. So let's go ahead and do that now, shall we?
Hello?
Hey, is this James?
Yes, it is.
James Montez, La Habra, California?
Yep.
K-Rock calling.
What's up?
Dude. What's up with you?
Nothing. Waiting for your call. I turned the ringer on.
Really? You were waiting for your call because you knew you were qualified for a grand prize drawing this morning?
Yeah.
It turns out.
I just turned it on like 5 minutes ago. I'm going to wait for Kevin and Bean to call me.
It turns out we're calling you and you win the car.
Nice. Yeah.
A new car!
You've won a brand new car, James.
Sick, yeah. my car just took a dump like 2 weeks ago.
Sweet. Oh, that's awesome. It's a 2015 Fiat Abarth. It's an unbelievable car. I don't know if you've been to the website since you qualified, but, I mean, the 5-speed heavy-duty manual transmission. You got the heavy-duty 6-speed automatic transmission, option 2, the exhaust system, the intercoolers, performance suspension. It's an amazing car. You're going to have so much fun with it, and I can't believe you just won a new car. That's, like, the coolest thing ever.
Dude, that's sick. I'm so excited, man. That's cool. Thanks, guys.
What were you driving before it took a crap?
I was driving to work.
No, what?
I was driving an Altima, like a 99. So it was all
99?
99, bro.
That's awesome.
220,000 miles on it?
Yeah, it was pushing it,
And, of course, when you qualified to win the Fiat, you also won tickets for Coachella and a visit to the K-Rock Coachella house. When are you going?
I'm going to roll up there tomorrow and Sunday, and then next week in Coachella.
This is unbelievable. You live in La Habra. What kind of work do you do, sir?
I just work in the office.
All right.
Paperwork.
Relatively general?
Yeah.
I think James is kind of key, actually.
He doesn't want us to know. Now I really want to know where.
Usually no one is very excited to hear from Kevin and me, but I suspect that this is okay that we bugged you at home this morning.
Yeah, man. No, this is perfect. This made my whole year.
It's awesome. Well, we're very happy for you, James. We appreciate you so much listening. Congratulations, and thank you on behalf of the world-famous K-Rock and Coachella and the Fiat car as well. We can't wait to see it in person.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Right.
James.
So weird to be on this end of that call. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
What are we doing giving a car away?
I know. It's cool.
But thanks to Fiat. That's cool.
James Montez from La Habra is the grand prize winner. All right. Speaking of Coachella, the festival is on. It is happening. The first band starts at, 10:30 this morning? I want to say the music gets started out there. And every year, we love so much hearing the stories of things that go wrong for people that try to go to the festival. And I think this might be actually helpful, Kevin. If we take calls from people who have had festival disasters in the past, maybe that'll give other people ideas of what to avoid doing so that the same thing doesn't happen to them.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be Coachella. It could be any festival, but a 3-day festival, of course, there's so much that you could do wrong. From drinking too much on the first day, you end up in the hospital, you miss the whole show, to whatever. And maybe it's Lollapalooza, maybe it's any other festival, but festival disasters, I believe, will be fun.
We're looking for the worst festival experience you've ever had, basically, right?
Yeah.
So if it involves a knife fight, or it involves a sunburn, or it involves, waking up in the back of a truck in Oklahoma, whatever happened to you when you thought you were just going to a festival to enjoy some music, that's the story we want to hear today at 1-800-520-1067. I can't wait. We'll take your calls next. What?
I was going to say, and the fun of this is that your expectations are so high because it's going to be so awesome, and then it goes so far south.
Exactly.
So we'll take your calls next. I had a nightmare last night that we talked to a guy from an Ultimate Frisbee League. Can you imagine?
That was for real, man. Come on, go Aviators. You certainly don't have hockey to watch now.
Oh.
Too soon?
Mm-mm. Too soon?
Hey, it's Coachella weekend. We're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. We want to hear about your festival disasters. Kevin, this video that you just reminded me of, was that from Coachella from a couple years
ago? Yeah, it was a naked wizard guy. I don't know exactly what happened. He was surrounded by police. I think he got tased. It was sweet.
So we want to hear your stories again at 1-800-520-106. The lines are packed. Of course, our listeners make a lot of bad choices, and they think they're going to have a great time, and it doesn't work out that way. And I can't wait to get to Stephanie. She's in Valencia, and she gets us going on line one.
Hi, Steph.
Hello.
Which festival?
Hi.
Which music festival were you at?
Coachella 2012.
Okay, 2012. All right, what happened? What went wrong?
Well, I had to use the restroom, and I was super drunk, so I had to have my friend come and help me. And when I use the porta potty, I stand on top of it.
Oh.
Because, yeah.
Right, we got it.
Yeah, because it's too tall.
Right.
So she, I told her to turn around, so she wouldn't look at me. So I start using the restroom. She forgot to lock the door. We both fall out. I fall out with my pants down. It was really bad.
You fell out of the porta potty with your pants down.
Yes. And my sister was there to see the whole thing.
Sweet. But at least here at Coachella, the girls are separate from the guys, right?
No.
Oh.
No, this was 2012 in the porta potties.
Oh.
That's fantastic. All right,
yeah,
great times. Thanks so much for the call. By the way, they have actual restrooms, like they built permanent restrooms on the Coachella grounds now, right?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's pretty fancy.
I'm going to move here.
Yeah, seriously. Chris is up next. He's in Artesia here on the Kevin and Bean Show, talking about festival disasters. Good morning, Chris. What happened?
Good morning, guys. It was 2011. I got kicked out of Bonnaroo.
Kicked out of Bonnaroo. All right.
For streaking.
What? I would think that you would be required to streak at Bonnaroo.
That's what I thought, too. But in Tennessee,
come on, everybody's streaking?
Kind of
it's Tennessee, for God's sake.
Who was playing when you decided to get naked and streak?
Ween.
Oh, that's completely acceptable.
That's almost demanded.
Right? That's what I thought. I was in a pink dress. It was hot out there. I told my friend, I'm going to streak. He got it on film. I got tackled by a refrigerator of a man. He was not happy he had to touch me.
Well, look.
What's wrong with the security guard that goes, go, I got to get this guy who's naked?
Seriously. And did they just throw you out, or did they call the police, and were there any charges pressed?
No charges. They cut my wristband off, threw me out. They figured throwing me in Tennessee in a pink dress was trouble enough.
Yeah. Wow. How about that? All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. 1-800-520-1067. Let's go to, where is this one? It's Robert, I think, in Los Angeles. Robert, you're up next on the Kevin Beach Show. What's going on, man?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Rock the Bells. I'm not familiar with the year because it was when Rage had finally came back after.
Yeah, that's we call that pepper spray the Bells.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. Like I was right in the middle of that. Like my wife had gotten me tickets. It was my birthday, VIP seating. I felt real special, you know. Then once Cypress Hill came on and Rage was about to come on, I had to get her out of there. We got pepper sprayed so bad.
People started pushing, and they were shoving down all of the different barriers, it was crazy.
It was like three cops trying to hold back like 1,000 people.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Kevin, haven't you been pepper sprayed more times seeing Rage Against the Machine than you haven't been pepper sprayed seeing Rage Against the Machine?
Well, no, but I mean, I was at Pepper Spray the Bells, and man, oh man, that just it hit you. They brought in like a crop plane and just dusted the whole area. It was ridiculous.
We looked like we were from ISIS. We had t-shirts over our faces.
That's fantastic.
Robert, when you tell that story, leave out the ISIS part.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, good.
Thanks very much. All right, let's go to, we got some great ones here. Let's go to Colin. He's in Riverside. He's up next. We have another porta potty disaster, if you can believe it.
Sweet. Hey, Colin.
Good morning.
Which music festival was it?
Last year, Coachella.
Coachella, all right.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. So we're all getting hammered. We're doing keg stands. You know, we've got the motorhome. Everything's going on. And I make it to the porta potty somehow. And while I'm in there, it gets pushed over. I don't know how long I'm in it. I am covered in unimaginable, disgusting stuff. And I am stuck in there. I'm stuck in the porta potty. And I got stuck in the porta potty.
It took you forever.
All right. Fantastic.
Colin, well done, love sir. You
well,
so much.
Well played.
That was
couldn't
well
love you more.
All right, let's go to Marco San Bernardino. I don't think we've had any EDC calls yet. Let's find out what the festival disaster was for Marco. You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Hello.
You know, we're not asking. You know, we're not asking either. Bean is which day? You know, because Coachella, there's 3 days. EDC, there's 3 days.
And by the way, no one sunburned yet, which is a shock to me, because usually that's the rookie mistake that a lot of people make, is they don't realize they're burned to a crisp by 3 p.m. on day one.
All right, Marco, EDC, what happened? Which day?
EDC 2012. Well, okay. I go out to party for my birthday with a bunch of friends, meet a girl, bring her and her friends back up to my suite. God knows what drugs her two of her friends want, but one of them ends up rolling around in my bed for, like, a good 4 hours, having a heart attack. We found out later.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. She was having a heart attack for 4 hours and you didn't know?
No, well, he was on one of the rollaway beds that we got for one of my friends, and, like, I guess my friend, the friend of a friend, all that stuff, and he was rolling around, thriving, saying, I feel sick, my chest. Nobody wanted to take him to the hospital, so I said, you know what, I'm tired of this. Everybody that didn't come with me in my car, get the F out of my room, so everybody leaves. And later I find out they actually did take him to the hospital before leaving Las Vegas, and he was having a heart attack for about 7 hours.
Wow. You're the worst friend to go to a festival with I've
Seriously.
Ever heard.
Seriously.
Stop complaining.
At a minimum, you should call a doctor within the first 3 hours of my heart attack.
Oh, I tried. I stopped. They got stopped by security 3 times in New York, which is where I was staying. And I kept telling them, take this guy away. But then her friends would just...
Gotcha. All right. You woke up in a Bugatti. We got it. All right. Thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate that. Let's go to Stella, Los Angeles. We go back to Coachella. Stella, thank you for calling. Thank you for holding on. What year were you at Coachella when this happened?
Hey, this was last year. My 10th year at Coachella, okay?
Wow, congratulations. That's fun.
Thanks. Second night after that sandstorm, one of those camper tents goes through my back window of my car. And when I get back, everyone's gasping. Run back, see what happened. I have to drive back the next day. Miss Neutral Milk Hotel, which is a total bummer. But as I'm almost getting home, my mom goes, hey, why don't you just call AAA to get your windshield, your back window repaired? And I'm going, thanks, by the way. That would have been nice 3 hours ago, you know?
Yeah, I didn't think of that, perhaps.
No, not at all.
Did you have the Coachella flu like the rest of us for 2 weeks after that because of that dust storm?
No, I wasn't making out with weird people, so I cheered clear.
Oh, you know Kevin very well then.
How dare you.
Sorry, Kevin. Love you.
Thank you for the call. All right, got time for two more calls. Randall's up first. He's in Brea. He's on line one. His story involves blacking out.
All right, which festival was it?
This was Coachella last year.
Okay.
All right.
And I love you guys, by the way. But
thank you, man.
So last year I went to Coachella the second week. I paid $600 for my ticket. I was there Friday and Saturday. Saturday, I snuck in a jug of vodka. I was able to get it through my backpack because it had an extra hole in it. And I got through, and all my friends were doing their own thing, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll just drink. So I thought if I drink slow but I didn't eat, I'd be fine, especially because it's so hot. I drank that vodka so fast that I blacked out about 7 o'clock at night, paid $600 for this ticket. I got woken up by a doctor pushing me on the back and saying, hey, you got to go. And I had pee all over me. And
wait.
I had to walk 2 miles back to my campus.
Wait, where was the doc? You were in the hospital?
I woke up in a farmhouse because that's where they set up the hospital, in the farm.
Was the pee yours? Do you know?
I hope it was my pee. I mean, honestly, though, I must have blacked out in the field and somebody picked me up and just took me back to the hospital with them. So basically... I was out, I don't know what, $200 because I missed Sunday. I didn't go back. I was just like, nope, not going back. I'm going home.
Oh, man.
Woke up covered in pee.
Who could ever guess that drinking a gallon of vodka in the hot sun without eating lead to somebody blacking out?
By the way,
out.
That was his not plan. His
that was his plan.
Was to drink slow and not eat.
All right,
ever had a drink before?
One more call. Let's go to Riverside. Our man Justin is on the line. He's got a Warped Tour disaster, and this may be the winner. Hi, Justin. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Kevin and Bean.
What festival was it?
I was at Warped Tour 2012.
Sure enough, Bean just said that, didn't he?
Yep.
All right. What happened, sir?
He just said it. So I was, the third band came on. It was happened to be a day to remember. And I was right in the front of the mosh pit and felt a sharp pain in my back and realized I've been stabbed in the back.
Oh, stabbed. Dude.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Somebody you knew? Was it on purpose? What was it?
Nope.
What was the circumstance?
I have no idea.
I was there with
I was there with my girlfriend at the time, and she was right in front of me, and she felt like a strong thrust from me. And she turned around and was like, yeah. Oh. She turned around and I had my hand over my back and I pulled my hand in front of my face and it was just dripping with blood.
Did you see who did it or?
Nope, no clue who did it.
No idea.
But you totally told the story that you were protecting her, right?
Oh, for sure. That's how else would I tell the story?
Right.
The way you just did.
So, so I went to the medic tent and they were trying to call the ambulance and I told them, I'm not leaving. It's only the third band to go on.
Oh, sweet.
There you go.
That's dedication right there.
That's dedication.
That's a dude. And that's...
That's a terrible sound.
Right? Who told them to put that in a song? That's what saying.
Not theirs, yours.
No, theirs too. That's not, nobody needs that.
Hey, you guys,
put your big pants on.
It is the
your big pants, people.
Horror
What's
movie.
What's wrong with you? We're wearing big pants now.
Sensation of 2015. We're talking about It Follows.
I'm
big,
just
big hit
you.
In
just
theaters everywhere.
You're not saying anything.
Actress Mike joins us from that film coming up right after the top of the hour. Marina Backward from Gotham next hour as well. First, though, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat and lots of silly sound effects.
Oh, am I? Am I here?
Yes, you are.
I didn't know you knew that.
What's happening?
Here I am, putting my big pants on. Remember Kevin Meaney?
Yes.
Sure.
I loved him.
Ralph's gone bye-bye, you
That's
guys.
A very timely impression.
Stop it. Let's go and play, boy. I'm outside. I'm a drunk out in the wind.
I think Kevin sounds very sharp today, by the way.
Do you?
I do.
He sounds shark as a tap.
Sounds energized.
I can never tell. I always just assume Bean's mocking me.
Avengers old Batron. I like that. That was good.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, just a reminder. Saturday's bring your own cup for a Slurpee day at 7-Eleven.
That's pretty low rent.
I guess they're out of cups at 7-Eleven. So if you bring in your own cup, they'll give you a Slurpee for $1.49. Just want to remind
you. Don't bring
everybody.
A bucket?
No.
Promotion.
See, Allie, I'm glad you asked that because no. The cup,
that is just weak.
The cup that you use must be able to fit through a 10-inch diameter hole.
Oh. I don't get this promotion.
I don't either.
At all. I just don't understand it.
I'm confused myself, but it's in USA Today, and I was like, this is fascinating, and I love me some Slurpees, so I'm going to bring a big cup and get a Slurpee.
Hmm. If you bring us a cup that costs about a dollar, we'll give you 1 cent of Slurpee material. Whatever that is.
Slam dog.
Fantastic.
Yeah. For $1.49, you get a Slurpee.
Yeah.
You bring in your own cup. Come on, everybody. Hey, these rumors about Jessica Simpson just having a pill and alcohol problem won't quit. You remember when I played the audio of her on the red carpet?
Yes.
And she's like, my children are going to be in the studio. I'm scared. They're trying to out-sing me. And like the guy asked her about shoes or something. Well, apparently there was an intervention staged by her family. This according to In Touch magazine. It is a tabloid, so take it for what it's worth. But she refused their help, according to sources, and threatened to cut off any loved ones if they brought up the mention of addiction again.
That's a bad sign.
Story claims that she is taking Adderall and hitting the bottle. That's her drug of choice. And naturally, family and friends are concerned if these stories are in fact true. And judging from her red carpet appearance recently, something's up. You have it, Chip? You're good for you. You can speak to me, Chip. I'm your friend. She's making all kinds of signs over there like an American Indian at a prayer circle.
Right now, I am starting a record, and I am getting into a lot of other fun things. Fashion will always be a part of who I am, and it literally, like, if I'm not wearing a good outfit, I can't sing a good song.
Right,
sure.
So, it really all kind of just works together, and I have a recording studio in my house, so I can be around my babies as well.
All right,
and they might try and sing and over me.
Okay.
Like, they won't be my background vocalist.
I gotta go.
They'll be up front and personal.
For me to interview. I gotta go now. Thanks. You see the reporter just backing away slowly from her.
I have my kids bring me drinks.
That's right. Ah.
Ryan Gosling. We talked about him earlier today. Mm-hmm. He's got a new movie out called Lost River. He's a directorial debut. Not doing so well. But as an actor, he's still in high demand. He reportedly is in talks to star in yet another Disney movie about a popular attraction there in the Disneyland theme park, The Haunted Mansion. Now, the good news is, this film has been in the works for about 5 years. It was supposed to be an Eddie Murphy movie. In fact, there was one with the same name out in 2003. But this is being directed by Guillermo del Toro.
All right.
And he said this will not be a comedy, this will not be funny, it'll be a thriller. And he's talking to Ryan Gosling about starring in it, so... That's good, right?
Yep. Do it.
Yeah, I think he's a... I respect pretty much everything he does. I like him.
Guillermo del Toro you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a real talented guy. Today's celebrity birthdays. Alex Pettyfer is 25 years old today. Haley Joel Osment, one of the good guys. He is 27. Barkhad Abdi, he's the captain. He's 30 years old. Mandy Moore is 31. Andre Ethier of your Los Angeles Dodgers is 33 years old. Michael Pitt, very talented actor from Boardwalk Empire, is 34. Charlie Hunnam, from Sons of Anarchy, 35 years old. Orlando Jones is 47. Peter McNichol. What were we just talking about? He's in a new project. We were talking to somebody and...
he's on a TV show that we just talked about.
With
CSI Cyber.
That's it. Well done, Kevin.
Dave was mouthing it to me.
Oh. Okay.
In his defense.
He's working with the Beaks.
Yep.
He is 61 years old. And actor Steven Seagal. Legend. Man. Myth. And idol, let's not forget, of Doto.
Sure.
Steven Seagal. He is 36 years old today. Did Bean pass out? Did we lose him? Did he take
it? No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. All right. He
doesn't cotton to your nonsense.
Surprisingly quiet. Oh, that's it. I told you.
Oh, no.
I knew he was getting woozy. I can always tell.
Oh.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
The Coachella Valley Board of Tourism presents another in an ongoing series, How to Survive the Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival. Chapter 8, Hydration. Remember, the Coachella Valley Music and Art Festival is a metaphoric marathon, not a metaphoric sprint. And as in any metaphoric marathon, it's important to stay hydrated. Metaphorically. Drink lots of fluids before you arrive at the event. But don't worry, water will also be sold on site. And loan officers will be on hand to help you finance your water purchase. Uh-oh. You may find it a more efficient fluid-to-fund ratio to drink beer. And after two beers, when you've run out of money, you can always drink your own urine. We repeat, your own urine, you freaks. Enjoy the Coachella Valley Music and Art Festival. And as we say here at the Board of Tourism, try not to die.
It's a pretty good tip, sir.
Really?
Pretty good tips.
I think that's how I want to roll all weekend long at Coachella. Mm. Broadcasting live from the Kira Coachella House this weekend and next. By the way, full schedule of great artists that are stopping by for interviews and performances all weekend long. You can get the complete set lists and times as well. And we'll have a preview of some of the bands you don't want to miss next hour with our friend Kat Corbett. First, though, how about It Follows, by the way? Every once in a while, a horror movie comes out that everybody, even people who usually don't like horror movies, say this is a great movie. Currently rated 95% on Rotten Tomatoes, Kevin. How often do you see that, by the way?
I rarely see a movie that's that well reviewed.
Yeah, and it's
wheelhouse is like 18 to 25%.
It is a lot of the success of and popularity of this movie has been from its terrific star Micah Monroe, who joins us on the Kevin Beach Show right now. Hey, Micah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Very good.
So glad to talk to you. You're not at Coachella, I take it, this weekend.
Definitely not.
All right. Well, congratulations on the film. I know you never know as an actor or actress when you start a project how it's going to turn out. I assume you were happy with the way the movie came out, but you have to be stunned by what the reception has been like for it.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, it's absolutely been insane. I knew when we were on set we were making something different, something special, but not to this extent. It's been pretty crazy.
And I know from just seeing you on Twitter and the things that the fans are tweeting at you that it's not the type of movie that people easily forget when they walk out of the theater. It seems like people are kind of uneasy for a few weeks afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, and for me, because I made the movie, I just don't see how it's scary. And here how people are just absolutely terrified. I guess that's good. It's a good thing.
Well, that's what you're going for, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
It's just so creepy because you see the people coming at you and you see people from your past. You don't know who's going to be next or where it's going to be. It's just that kind of creepy that really works.
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad to hear it.
Now, are you concerned that no one will ever want to have sex with you again as a result of this film?
Oh, God, I hope not.
I mean,
besides, I don't have it.
Because it's terrifying. You know, there's such a long tradition in horror movies about bad things happening to teenagers who decide to get busy. And this is just kind of the latest in a series of those where, you know, it always ends up being a mistake in a horror movie every time you have sex with a hot chick.
Every time, yep.
As a parent, I think that's something you should really instill in your teenagers, that there is supernatural VD. So maybe wait. And don't have sex.
And don't get busy?
Yes.
Exactly.
It's a great, great new tactic.
I know, you know, there's a lot that goes into making a movie look good, and sometimes it's very difficult and hard on the actors involved. Was this a difficult thing for you to shoot?
Oh, yeah. I think it's probably been the hardest thing that I've ever shot. Just mentally and physically exhausting. I don't think I realized before doing this film how hard it is to make a horror movie, because pretty much every day on set, I'm either screaming, running, crying. I mean, it was every day was another battle to face. It was not easy, not easy at all.
What is the audition for that role?
I put myself on tape, and there was three scenes from the script that I put myself on tape and sent it to the director.
Were any of them, was one of them just scream?
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, we need to hear your scream. No, there wasn't. It wasn't, but that would be probably not a bad idea.
It wouldn't be surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there is plenty of that. I mean, there's definitely a lot of crying and a lot of anguish and a lot of sadness. I mean, it's tough. Your character, Jay, really, she goes through a lot. How about the swimming pool scene, by the way? That looked like it must have been a miserable night for you.
Oh, it was 3 days. We were shooting that scene for 3 days. So it was 3 days, 12-hour days. In a swimming pool. This is not a heated swimming pool.
Oh, my gosh.
Were they trying to kill you for real?
I think so. I think that's what they're trying to do, drive me, like, slightly crazy. Now, that was not easy.
We're talking to Micah Monroe here on the Kevin DeBean Show about one of the best reviewed films of the year. It's in theaters everywhere. It's expanding every week. It is called It Follows, and you should definitely check it out. Not a good first date movie, by the way. Let me just say that. But one of the things that I notice in the film, Mike, and I don't know if this is intentional or not, but it seems like there's a weird mix of old and new technologies in the lives of your characters. Like, sometimes it looks like it's a present-day movie. Sometimes it looks like it's a movie set in the 1970s, and it was disorienting. What's going on there, if anything?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what David wanted to create, David, the director. Very specifically put things from the 70s, 80s, things that exist now, and then things that don't exist at all, like the shell phone. Obviously is non-existent. So he wanted to make it feel like a dream because this idea came from his dreams. So he wanted, like you said, you know, where you don't really know where you are. It's kind of timeless. That's what he wanted to make the feel of the movie.
I got to tell you, as a fan of this genre, you get burned a lot. The trailer comes out and you go, oh, that looks great. And then you go to the movie and you go, oh, okay, that wasn't so good. So it's really awesome when one looks great in the trailer, it gets reviewed well, and it plays so well on the screen.
Yeah, I know. It's just been so surreal. I mean, the film premiered first at Cannes last year, which was May 2014.
Wow.
And so we've been, feels like press that we've been doing forever, but when we showed the film for the first time, I had no idea how audiences were going to take it. So I was very nervous. And then, like, hearing the first reviews, especially from Cannes, where the critics are so tough, people being like, this is a really cool film, I was like, oh, my goodness. I was relieved and just so excited.
Were you preparing yourself like, okay, I'm young and I have a whole career ahead of me, so it doesn't matter.
I'll bounce back.
If people are angry at me, I'll live.
Totally. Yeah, you have to. I mean, you got to prepare yourself.
So many people saying that this movie sticks with them after they see it, like our friend Chip here that works here. She talked about it immediately and hasn't really stopped talking about it. Is there a horror movie that you saw growing up that freaked you out that kind of still sticks with you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's two that stick in my mind, The Shining and Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes.
As a kid, those two just... Yeah, scarred me for life.
Sweet. Good.
Well, it's good to know that that's part of your job now, is scarring other young people for life, Micah. All right. Yep. One other thing we have to ask you about before we let you go, and we urge everyone to go see It Follows in theaters, and you probably know what it is, but what the hell is professional kiteboarding? I mean, seriously.
I mean, do you know what kiteboarding is?
I do not.
Okay. Have you seen wakeboarding before?
Yes. That's the one that you do over the ocean, right?
Well, yeah, you're pulled behind a boat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so imagine instead of the boat pulling you, it's a kite, and you do it in the ocean, and because you have a kite, you can get massive air.
It's insane to see.
But let me just say for Bean's, to help Bean picture this, it's not like a kite like you're thinking of a kite.
It's more like a parachute.
Yeah, like a parachute, and it can pull you literally out of the ocean.
Yes,
it's awesome.
Precisely.
And this is something you don't just do like for fun on a weekend. This is something you actually do competitively?
Yeah, well, I used to. Now, I mean, acting has taken over my life. But before, yeah, I was competing, and I lived in the Dominican Republic for about 7 months training, so I took it very seriously.
Wow.
And then, acting just kind of took over. So.
Stupid acting took over your life.
Acting, God.
Films.
So we lost a great athlete just because you wanted to be a movie star. That's what happened here, Micah?
Exactly. Sorry.
All right. Well, congratulations on the success of It Follows. Everybody is loving it, and I know you got a bunch of other good stuff in the future, and you're so young and so talented, and we wish you nothing but the best. I hope you'll come back and visit us on the Kevin Bean Show anytime, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Shouldn't talk about it.
Oh, that's me. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 24 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Were you too busy with your Egg McMuffin at the Coachella House? Is that what was going on here?
Man, this dude's a chef.
Yeah.
Who knew? Living
the life at the K-Rock Coachella House.
He's a surfer that works at the station and walks around barefoot. He's the best guy that's ever lived.
Kevin's just happy about food. Hey, yesterday on the program, we did what I thought was an interesting phone topic. Many of our listeners may have disagreed, but we were talking to people who have hired pet psychics. Pet psychics are a thing. Ralph told us that the report in the National Enquirer was that Taylor Swift had gotten a pet psychic so that she could better communicate with her cats in New York City. And we were laughing about that, about what a big ripoff pet psychics are. And, of course, Ally McKay totally believes in pet psychics.
I just think if it doesn't hurt anyone, what's the problem?
Because it's fraud. That's
why. Scam.
It's a scam. So, anyway, so we started taking calls from all these listeners with their experiences about pet psychics. I don't think any of them were fully convinced by it, but they did it sometimes out of desperation and sometimes just because they wanted to find out if they would learn anything. Now we're taking it to a new level. We have an actual, real-life pet psychic on the phone. Dave found us Mr. Dwayne McNeil. He is a pet psychic, and he joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock right now. Mr. McNeil, thank you so much for coming on, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Now, I have to warn you up front.
What's so funny? I understand.
In the interest of full disclosure, we are not believers in pet psychics.
That's okay. You don't need to be a believer.
Okay, but you say that you can communicate with animals.
Of course I can, yes. What kind of pet psychic would I be if I couldn't communicate with animals?
Can you tell us a little bit about how that works, sir?
Yes. What I do is I just open myself up to the spirits and the animals and the psychic vibrations of the animals, and then they come inside me.
What?
Wait, who's laughing there, Dwayne?
One of the spirit guides, one of my spirit guides.
Okay.
And then what I do is I just interpret those feelings, and then I tell you what your animal's feeling.
Okay. Now, do you need us to tell you about our animal, or do you just get a vibration and you tell us what's coming through the phone to you?
No. I don't want you to tell me anything about your animal. I'll just get it. I'll get the vibrations, and I will tell you about your animal.
Okay, well, all three of us on the phone here, we all either have or have had pets, so there's a lot to choose from.
I need you to focus on your pet, think about your pet, and that's how I get the feeling from your pet.
All right, okay, now who's going first?
All right, who's that speaking?
That's me, Kevin.
Kevin, okay, I'm getting strong vibrations from your pet, Kevin.
Okay.
I'm getting, you have a, I don't want to say it's an animal of some kind, and I'm feeling it, and now I'm getting a...
It's a dog.
Yes, I'm getting a dog.
Okay.
And the name is, I'm getting HMPKLNA.
You're just saying the whole alphabet.
Yeah. No, it's strong. It's a strong BDLQR. Right? Am I close? Am I getting it close?
Let's just go with Fido.
Fido, yes, that's what I'm getting.
You weren't getting that at all.
Fido wants you to know that he's
or she is very happy.
She?
She is very happy. Yes, I'm getting she, definitely a female vibration. She is very happy, but, oh, wait a minute, I'm getting, do you make her sleep at the foot of the bed, on the floor of the bed, by the bed, at no. Nighttime? Is she by your bed?
No, she's nowhere near the bed.
No, she wants to be by your bed is what she's saying to me.
Oh, I see.
Yes, that's what she's getting at. She wants to like to be by your bed. Do you feed her?
Of course.
Okay, she's saying she likes the food that you give her.
I don't need you to tell me that.
And water. She enjoys water. She enjoys drinking water. She
wow, this is uncanny how much you're getting out of Fido.
She likes water. She likes water. Okay, that's for you. That's you're done.
Great.
Okay,
right.
Wait, you didn't tell him anything about his dog that he didn't already
Fido,
know.
He or she wants to be by the bed at nighttime for sleeping.
And likes the food.
Okay, all right.
Okay, that's me. What's the female, the woman there?
Allie.
That's Allie McKay.
Allie, do you have a pet, Allie?
I did.
You did. I remember, yes, I'm getting a strong ghost pet feeling.
Oh.
I'm getting it from the other side. I'm getting a feeling your animal's from the other side, and it is a... furry, feathery?
Furry.
Yes, furry. It was a cat.
It was a dog.
Dog, I'm getting a dog.
Yeah?
And name is...
What are you doing?
I'm trying to get the vibration.
Whoa.
Strong vibration there. Your dog's name was... Help me here. Name was...
Why does she need to help you?
I need to tell you, or...
No, of course not. I'm talking to your dead dog.
Oh.
I'm calling him or her by her name, and his name was, and it was together. You would call them. You had a nickname for your dog. I know that. You definitely had a name for your dog that you would call when you wanted the dog to come to you.
Its name. I would
say the dog's name, which of course was
Heidi. The dog's name was Heidi.
Yes, that's what I just said. It's about to say Heidi.
No.
And Heidi says that she has now passed over, but it was a very quick death, right? It was very quick.
No.
It was a lingering death.
Yeah.
She says that she went close. When the actual time comes to die, she died right away.
Well, I think that's true of every death.
Most. Yeah.
Always.
It was a long, lingering illness, but the death was instantaneous. That's what it was. You know that she felt no pain, right? She was in no pain at the
she
end.
She was in a lot of pain.
But emotional pain, she said. She was not in emotional pain. Physical
that's good
pain,
to know.
Of course.
Okay.
Yes, she's saying that, but not emotional
comforting.
Pain.
That's comforting.
She was ready to go. She was happy to go because she got to see her friends. That are also dogs that are dead.
What friends? Did you have other pets,
okay, Allie? I'm done with you. Now, the other one. Who's the third person?
This is me. This is Bean Doctor.
Yes, Bean Doctor.
No, just Bean. Just Bean.
Are you Dr. Bean or just
No,
Bean?
I'm just
Bean
I'm
doctor.
Just Bean.
Your last doctor.
I'm just Bean. And we're talking to a pet psychic named Dwayne McNeil, if you're just joining
and
us here at the Kevin
Bean
Show.
I also have a pet. I'm getting a strong pet vibration from you as well, too.
I do.
In.
Yes, I have a pet as well, yes.
You do? You have more than one pet, I see.
That actually is true, yes.
Yes, you have 2, 3, 4, 5.
I have two dogs.
I'm getting two dog.
Right,
two
I just told you that.
Vibration from you. Uh-huh. One dog is definitely a female or male.
Yes, both of them are definitely female or male, yes.
But you have one of each.
That's correct, that's I do, right. Yes.
Woo!
You got one right.
Score one for me. And you, their names are, I get a K, I get a strong K sound, a K sound. A K.
Well, I do have a dog named Veruca.
That's it, Veruca, that's it. That's
you don't get credit for that.
Oh, I do, I have a strong K sound, kaka, strong kaka.
Well, we don't say that.
Kaka. And the other dog's name is more of a soft sound, like a
It's Linus. You get all the answers after we've given them to you, though, Dwayne.
I'm getting vibrations. Vibrations are coming. Your dog wants you to know that, oh, dear God, do you really do that while the dog's watching?
How dare you?
Aww.
We are trying hard to get Miss Marina Baccarin on the phone. She is scheduled to be speaking with us here about Gotham, coming back to Fox this Monday night at 8. By the way, is anyone on television more beautiful than Marina Baccarin?
No.
I mean, I know there's a lot of hot actresses on TV. Is anyone prettier than Marina Baccarin?
Still no.
Still no.
I don't know where we're going with this.
I'm just saying. It's just hard not to think about
right.
it. She's maybe too hot to be on
the phone. Okay, but if we get her on the phone, dial it back a bit.
No creepiness at all here.
All right.
Guys, I want to congratulate both my man Kevin and also, what's the girl's name? Allie McKay. I want to congratulate both of you guys for showing up today and putting on a happy face and pretending that it doesn't hurt because you got to be feeling it this morning.
Yeah. I'm out at the Coachella house, and we usually go over to the grounds and try to, you know, jump the fence and get some video and stuff. And
wreck guy's scooter.
Yeah. Wreck a motorcycle. Right. Wreck me on the motorcycle, more importantly.
Yeah, you have a Thursday night tradition at Coachella of causing some pain.
But the LA Kings were trying to make the playoffs, and it came down to one game last night, so I was sitting in my hotel room weeping alone.
Yeah.
As we didn't make the playoffs.
Was the game on TV?
It was.
It was not on TV here, but I used Slingbox, so I was able to stream it on my computer. Yeah.
We talked about this a little bit yesterday. The Kings, who, by the way, have won two Stanley Cups the last 3 years. So, I mean, as a Kings fan, you've got a lot to be grateful for this decade. But they do tend to wait pretty late to flip that switch to turn it on for the playoffs, right? You're kind of used to that, hasn't it? Haven't they gotten into the playoffs in the last week of the season, the last 3 years?
It's been like their MO lately, but I don't know about Kevin, but it felt a little different this year for me. And I didn't want to admit it to myself nor anyone else, but I didn't have as much hope. I don't know, for some reason
the play just seemed flatter to you, maybe? Yeah, like you didn't feel a spark, maybe?
It did, and for some reason, even last night, first two periods, I'm like, this is not good at all.
Right.
And then third period, they look like they should have the last six games, but no.
Well, look, too late.
If you're going to make the playoffs, which is so difficult in the NHL, if you're going to make the playoffs, you got to play like we were playing in the third period for the last dozen games and for a lot of the season as well. I mean, for God's sakes, the Ducks have like 160 points or something. Yeah. They're so far out ahead. And we were stuck at 83 points or 85, just trying our best to just make it into the playoffs. And it's just super difficult. We played great in the third period, but then it was just too late.
And you certainly lost some games coming down the stretch that you should have been able to win.
A lot of overtime, a lot of shootout losses.
Oh, shootouts. I think that's what got into their head, too. They became so bad during the shootout. Like, once the game would go to overtime, I'm like, don't go to a shootout. Don't.
Yep.
And then once it went to a shootout, I'm like, and scene. We're done.
like to thank all of the Ducks fans for tweeting me
last
night.
They are delightful.
That was an enjoyable time. Thank you all. I probably would have done the same thing to you, so all right.
I'm glad you brought up Chip's Ducks, because as you know, she's been a lifelong fan. Or she went to her first game 2 weeks ago and won't shut up about it. But the Ducks, I feel like the Ducks have been in the playoffs since January. I feel like they've been at the point where they're just putting in fans at this point just to save their players for the playoffs.
They're
it's a very different experience for Southern California hockey fans if you happen to be rooting for Anaheim.
They're playing good hockey, too.
Yeah, they
play
good
it away
hockey
from the
all
Ducks.
Season.
They're playing real good hockey.
Yeah. All right. Well, congratulations to the Los Angeles Kings for another enjoyable season anyway. You can't win them all, but they'll be back. It's a great organization, and they will be back.
I was really upset last night, and I thought, what? Do I really think that any team could win the Stanley Cup 3 years out of four?
Yeah,
that's absurd.
It's a tiny bit greedy, right?
That's ridiculous.
Especially with our history with the Kings.
Yeah.
Let's get over ourselves.
Exactly.
Shall we?
All right, Ralph's got the showbiz beat coming up next. Next hour, Kat Corbett is going to join us, by the way. We're getting her into work a little bit early, and she is going to give us some bands to not miss if you're lucky enough to be going to Coachella this weekend. That's all straight ahead here on the world-famous K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is the KISS 852.
Ralph joins us. Time for another look at the showbiz beat here on a Friday morning Kevin and Bean show. What's going on?
You know, The Flash is a very popular series on the CW.
Yep.
Very much so.
It's most popular series, actually. So it's no surprise that DC and Warner Brothers is fast-tracking a Flash feature film.
Yay!
Although keep in mind, the Flash in the movie will have nothing to do with the Flash on television, nor be played by the same actor.
That's not confusing at all.
No, I think it's an excellent idea. Well done, DC. In following the Marvel school of thought, which everything must be connected, and you create one coherent... Oh, no, wait a minute. You're doing the exact opposite of that. The Flash will star Ezra Miller, who you may know from the movie We Need to Talk About Kevin, or We Need to Speak About Kevin, or Something's Wrong with Kevin, or What the F's Up with Kevin.
We've all said all of those things.
I know.
How dare you.
And it's going to be written by the guys who wrote the Lego movie. Phil Lord and Christopher Miller apparently are developing the story. No word yet on who will direct, but The Flash will be in theaters in March of 2018. So circle your calendars.
Okay, March 2018.
2018 in March.
Hey, Ralph, how's our little iZombie show doing?
It's doing
Speaking
well.
Speaking of the CW.
It's doing well.
It's good, right?
Yes.
That's a great show.
Love it.
It's good, and the numbers are pretty good for it.
So. Good. Glad to hear it.
Me too. What do you think is the most popular syndicated show on television?
Judge Judy.
Highest rated syndicated show on television.
Judge Judy's a great guess. Is that the kind of syndicated show you're talking about, or are you talking about reruns?
We're talking both. We're talking We're talking original programming that is syndicated and rerunning shows off network on cable and whatnot.
Full House.
Seinfeld.
Full House. Where in the F how did would Full House come from?
It does really good in the ratings.
It
still.
Doesn't.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Ralph has them in front of him. Why don't you tell us, Ralph?
Full House.
I think Seinfeld's a great guess.
I don't even know if it's even showing anywhere anymore.
It is.
Where?
In my head.
Can I guess The Simpsons?
Can you guess The Simpsons? Yes, you can, Chip. And you'll be very, very wrong. Not in the top 10.
Are any of our guesses in the top 10?
Kevin, you said Judge Judy, right?
Yes.
That is the seventh most watched syndicated show on television.
Kevin also said Seinfeld, which I co-signed because it seems to be on all the time on all the channels.
Wrong, sir.
You co-Seinfelded it.
How about...
Shut up, File.
How about Cops?
Wait, stop. Time out.
Can I take it back?
Over that.
Can't I just take it back now?
No. You co-Seinfelded that, he said. Did you hear him, Bean?
No.
Did you choose just to go past that?
I must have missed it. I must have missed it. I'm sorry.
You said cosine, and he said, you co-Seinfelded it.
That's good.
You son of a bitch.
That's good.
Kevin, goddammit.
I accept your hate.
How about
Seinfeld not on the list,
South Park.
How about
South Park not on the list. First of all, I don't believe South Park is syndicated. I believe it's just aired on Comedy Central.
Well, I just heard Cartman, show. So it was in my head.
Are you just going to yell out whatever we play? Any
Happy
sound
Days!
Are there game shows?
Yeah. Oh, Kevin, good, good. Follow that lead. Follow that train of thought.
I don't know game shows. Wheel of Fortune?
Wheel of Fortune,
Price
number
is right?
One. Number one syndicated series on television, Wheel of Fortune.
Okay. Well, then I'm confused because I thought we were talking about reruns. I didn't know we were talking about shows
I said both. Syndicated programming and reruns.
Just admit you got beat, Bean.
I said that at the outset.
All right. How about Jeopardy?
Jeopardy number four.
How about
Bean's defeat?
How about Access Hollywood / Entertainment Tonight?
Not on the list. Yeah. Here's your top 10. Number 10, Law and Order SVU. Reruns. Number 10, 10th most watched syndicated show on television.
That's a shock.
Number 9, this is coming a shock. It's the only, it's not the only new one, but one of the new ones. The reruns of Modern Family do so well, they're the 9th most watched syndicated show on television.
No kidding.
Big Bang Theory reruns, huge numbers. 8th. Judge Judy, as I mentioned, was 7th. Law and Order, Criminal Intent, 6th. Number 5, Family Feud.
With Steve Harvey?
Yes.
Wow.
Number 4, Jeopardy. Number 3, the weekday reruns of Big Bang Theory are the 3rd most watched syndicated shows on television.
Is that right?
Yes.
Allie, I'm not hearing Happy Days anywhere on this list.
Nor Full House.
Full House is coming up.
It's not coming up. Number 2, I don't even know what this is, but it's the 2nd most watched syndicated show on television. Total viewers. Number 2, Weekend Adventure.
What?
Weekend Adventure.
That is not a show.
It is a show, and it's the 2nd most watched show in syndication.
Is it like on the Travel Channel?
Weekend Adventure.
All right, let's see what Weekend
That's not
Adventure
a thing.
It better be porn. That's all I'm saying. Weekend Adventure with my penis.
Is this a...
That's my show.
Is this a Saturday or Sunday morning ABC station's Coast to Coast program, maybe?
That's what's
coming up when I type in Weekend Adventure.
Because if it's a Weekend Adventure, I'm guessing, yes, it's on Saturday or Sundays, Bean.
Wow.
Otherwise, it would be known as Weekday Adventure, I'm guessing.
Why have we never heard of this?
I don't know, but it's the 2nd most watched show in syndication on all of television.
It's a mix of wildlife documentaries and ocean mysteries with Jeff Corwin and Jack Hanna's Wild Countdown. It's all of these things.
What's happening?
That are part of...
Weekend
this show,
Adventure.
Weekend Adventure.
There you go.
That is not the second.
It is the 2nd most watched syndicated show on television.
It's more popular than Jeopardy.
Yes. weekend adventure. Stop saying Full House. I will take your hat. And Wheel of Fortune, as we mentioned, was number one. So there you go.
We are terrible at this game.
Not good, that's for sure. Tonight, 10 p.m. at the Improv on Melrose. It is Hollywood Babylon with me and Kevin Smith. We'd love to have you come out and join us. We have a good time. Late night, I get drunk. Kevin's stoned and hilarity
ensues.
But
Ralph does.
Hilarity ensues. We all do. We all have a pretty good time. Before I get to celebrity birthdays, real quick email I need to read. We're all concerned because Bean is he's on his last legs. He's not faring well.
Well, he does pass out about every 30 minutes.
We don't know how much longer we have him. We're all concerned. Bean.
I'm okay. I'm all right.
This comes from listener Ryan. Ralph, longtime listener, now podcast enthusiast since moving to Atlanta several years ago. Over the last several months, I've been growing concerned about Bean's well-being. From breaking his ribs, getting out of bed.
That's right.
He did. He broke his ribs getting out of bed, folks.
That happened.
It's not a comedy punchline.
That was a thing.
That happened. To falling off the stage at Acoustic Christmas, to hitting his head on his mic during a dizzy spell, he seems one accident away from a more serious injury. I mean, the guy is liable to pass out faster than a Southern Belle on a hot summer's day. Sure, it keeps you guys on edge as it does me, but I find myself thinking throughout the day, I hope that Bean's just not that wobbly. I woke up in a new
Bugatti. Yeah.
I hope that Bean's just not that wobbly.
Yes.
I hope that Bean's just not that wobbly.
Yes.
I hope that Bean's just not that wobbly. Yep. Thank you, Ryan Maines, for writing
that. That was a long setup, is what that was.
Oh.
Oh, Bean.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Steven Seagal. As our good friend Doto calls Steven Seagal, 63 years old today. Peter McNichol is 61. Orlando Jones, very funny and talented man, is 47. Charlie Hunnam, he's dreamy, and he's 35. Michael Pitt from Boardwalk Empire is 34. Andre Ethier of your Dodgers is 33 years old. Mandy Moore turns 31. Barkhad Abdi, he's the captain now. He's 30 years old. Haley Joel Osment, one of the good guys, 27 years old today. And Alex Pettyfer from I Am Number 4. In other films, 25 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We'll get back to our Coachella nonsense in a minute. But first, if you want to go to the world premiere of The Avengers Age of Ultron, it's this Monday at the Dolby Theater. Instead of waiting for losers to see it everywhere in theaters on May 1st, you can call us right now at 1-800-520-1067. But Kevin, am I right? It's not just as simple as picking up the phone and calling and getting the tickets.
It really sort of is.
No.
We are going to ask you to
come up with some Avengers. Are we looking for just Avengers trivia of any kind, right? Avengers trivia. If you've got Avengers trivia questions, we're going to ask you to get by the Jonathan Quick of K-Rock. He is Rodney Bingenheimer, who knows everything there is to know about the Avengers. If you can stump Rodney, you will win your way into the world premiere of Avengers Age of Ultron. Your trivia questions about the Avengers, call now at 1-800-520-1067. I am watching you guys right now because Dave's got a Periscope stream going up right now through the Kevin and Bean Twitter account. And who's this beautiful lady that's sitting next to you, Kevin?
Kat Corbett.
How dare you make me wake up a minute earlier than I need to.
Yeah, it's so rare to see you. It's only 9:07.
Kat, you've been to every... By the way, how many years has Coachella been going on? Does anyone know? We count our weenie roasts, but do they count Coachella? Do we know how many years they've been doing it?
You know what? I don't know, but I remember when Coachella started and no one was going. Like, I would have pockets full of tickets, and I would be like, let's go to the desert, boom. And people were like, we're not going out there. And it took years to build. Like, I remember those days of Coachella when I couldn't give away free tickets.
Isn't that funny? Now, do you still love it? Is it still a weekend that you circle on your calendar, you're excited every single year, or you're like, oh, I can't believe I have to endure that again?
No, I absolutely love it. Two weekends, not so much, but one weekend, I absolutely love everything about it.
It's my favorite weekend of the year.
Yeah, it's really? Like Christmas. Yeah. It's like Christmas for music lovers.
Now, of course, for music lovers, the biggest problem is you can't see them all. There are hundreds of acts performing throughout the course of the three-day weekend. You can't see them all, and you know there's some great bands that you're going to miss, and that's why you're here, is to try to kind of at least steer us in some of the right directions.
Well, my directions.
Yeah. All right, let's start with today. Give us a couple of picks for each day, if you wouldn't mind, Kat.
Today, I'm going to start with the nostalgia factor and Ride, this band out of the shoegaze movement of the 90s. And, you know, if you know Andy Bell, he went on to play bass for Oasis. But this was his band before that. And there's a lot of people freaking out. And they've just released a remastered CD on Rhino that is all kinds of amazing.
There's a lot of people freaking out. Is good?
Yes.
Okay.
Because Ride is back. So they have been broken up for years and years and years. And Coachella is kind of famous for at least getting one band back together every year, right?
Yeah. And this is a band that you know, they weren't super huge in America, but they definitely made a mark if you were into the shoegaze movement.
Here's a little clip from Ride, their song Vapor Trail on K-Rock.
You seem to come and go.
They're playing the Gobi tent this afternoon at 5:25. Next up, you've got a band that's going to be at the Coachella stage at 5 o'clock.
Wait, Kevin just shook his head at me like, no. So I flipped him the bird.
But this is what you do. You talk to your friends. You find out what bands they like. You listen to it. Then you go, nope, I'm going to see something else.
So what you're doing is advising Kevin who not to see today at South
Out of the gate, I just got shut down.
I'm just saying, what else?
I think the next one is... Thank you, Allie.
You're welcome.
I think the next one's more your speed.
Okay.
Azalea Banks.
I love her so much.
Super cute, dirty mouth, hip-hop queen. She was just on the cover of Playboy, wasn't she, that last month?
I think she was, yes.
But usually that's not my style, going for music like that, but there's something about her that I adore.
Yeah, she is hip-hop with real, real energy, and this is a clip from her breakthrough single, the first thing she ever released long before the album. It's called 212.
Oh, you didn't play the good part.
The F part? Is that the part you were looking for?
Or the C part?
There's some words that we can't play. You might not be familiar with those rules.
In fact, that's all of that single we can legally play on the radio. All right, let's move ahead to Saturday. A couple of real buzz acts you've got picked for us.
Yes, I want to start with Perfume Genius out of your neck of the woods, being out of Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely like androgynous glam type of stuff. I think it's kind of basically a band built around one guy. And I just can't stop listening to the Perfume Genius record.
If you're into
Bowie or Queen or stuff like that, you'd be into this guy.
Speaking of Queen, by the way, that's the name of their breakthrough song from the album. Are we playing that on K-Rock? And if not, why not?
Exactly my point. Yes.
Let's hear a little bit of Perfume Genius. This is Queen.
Don't you know you're Queen?
Oh, love that song so much.
I got a half mass from Kevin.
Half mass.
All right. What else do you have for us on Saturday?
On Saturday, FKA Twigs. Now, this is a gal. She's a singer, dancer, visual artist. And I just liked her because I loved her really quiet delivery. And she drops tons of F-bombs in these delicate songs. I had no idea she was engaged to Robert Pattinson until, 2 days ago.
Yeah, so, that's a great tip for Twilight fans, because I can't imagine he'll miss this, right? He's got to be wandering around somewhere.
He's hung out before. You've seen him here, right?
Yeah, I've not seen him in person, but...
Is this true, Kat? You probably know more about the act than I do. FKA is a terrible name. It means formerly known as, right? Was this one of those deals I heard where she goes by Twigs, but then it turned out somebody else already was using that name, so
exactly.
She changed hers? Okay.
Yeah, so there was a band called The Twigs, and they made a stink, so she put the FKA in there. But, she's just I want to see her because I've never seen her live, and I want to see if she's all that, which because the hype machine's pretty big on her, so...
Okay, the song is called 2 Weeks. Here's FKA Twigs. Wow, you're picking all the potty mouths.
Kat just loves cursing.
I think that's what it is.
If you curse, you get Kat.
You know what? I trust people who swear a lot, and that's why I swear all the time, so I'm trustworthy.
Kat Corbett is with us here on the Kevin Bean Show. We're previewing this weekend some of the acts you don't want to miss at Coachella. We're up to Sunday now. You got some picks for us.
Sunday, you know what? He's just one of my favorite. Ryan Adams is one of my favorite performers. I don't know how many records he's released, like 10 billion.
20.
He's like the king of alt country, and he's just awesome. He's
isn't he single now? Didn't he just break up with his wife, Mandy
Moore?
He
did, so I might be backstage just casually hanging out, waiting for Ryan Adams to walk by.
The thing about Ryan Adams is, and you talked about how prolific he has been, is he's one of these guys who will put out a balls-to-the-walls rock and roll album, and then the most delicate acoustic album in the world, and then something completely different from that. Like, I can't even imagine how schizophrenic his stage show must be if he's drawing from all phases of his career.
He really just, he kind of picks a tone and stays with it. And I've seen him many times live, and it's just always a good time. So
this is a Come Pick Me Up, a clip from Ryan Adams.
Come pick me up. Take me out. Me up. Steal my record.
Just put the F word in it. And you win Cat's heart.
I think she basically is just choosing artists that cuss.
I didn't even realize
soon as it started, I looked at Chip, and I'm like, he's about to F it up. Uh-huh. And
sure enough.
Cat.
And your last pick is not a mainstream artist yet, but she's got to be close. I mean, a lot of people picked her album as the album of the year last year. Who's up next, Kat?
Saint Vincent on Sunday. She's supposed to stop by the house for an interview that I'm supposed to do on Sunday, and I don't know how I'm going to get through without being a fan nerd girl just staring at her because she's a goddess. But
I hope that's how it goes. stare at her.
Hi. Creepy like. She's just the full package. And the very first time I saw her was at Coachella a few years ago.
Does she curse a lot?
I don't. Of course. Not so much. She's just weird.
Let's find out from her song Digital Witness. Let's see how many F-bombs she drops.
That's awesome, Corbett, but there's no curse words.
How do you pace yourself alcohol-wise over 3 days in the desert? What's your advice to the listeners who may be driving out to Coachella right now?
Well, I start at 10 a.m. when I start my show, which would be about 45 minutes. So I'm waiting for the coffee. I'll have a couple of cocktails. Then I'll wait a few hours. Drink water. This, Kevin.
Yeah, drink a lot of water.
Drink a lot of water.
Uh-huh. And eat. Don't be stupid.
The priorities are water, eating, and peeing at Coachella. Finding a good bathroom, eating before you're starving, and having water so you don't get completely hammered.
But I feel like the music should be in there somewhere.
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
Okay. You just gave us your top three things to do.
I should say those are the survival things around the music.
Okay.
Those three things.
Thank you for coming by. We enjoyed it, Kat.
Thank you.
Woo for you. Ooh, you. Ooh, I leave it all.
All right, Adam Sandler on the world famous K-Rock.
Nope.
New song from Adam Sandler.
It's George Ezra.
From him since the Hanukkah song, but now he's got a new song.
Rodney, that's not Adam Sandler.
Rodney on the Rock Show, 106.7.
It's Kevin and Bean, Rodney.
Adam Sandler.
Okay, glad you're here.
SNL, of course. He made a lot of movies.
Okay.
This guy's name is George
David
Ezra.
David Spade or Kevin James used to make movies together, but
George Ezra.
Now he's getting back into music.
Hey, listen, Rodney, I'm glad you're here.
He used to do a character on SNL called Opera Man.
We want you to help us.
He used to sing then when he was doing songs, and now he's got a new song.
Thank you, Rodney.
Can somebody turn up Rodney's headphones?
Doobie, 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 doo.
Okay, thank you, Rodney.
All
listen,
right.
I'm glad you're here.
He's
we want you to help us give away tickets for
Adam
the Avengers.
Adam Sandler hasn't been on
Age of Ultron.
I remember the radio a long time, but now he's back.
Hey, Rodney. Hey. Hey.
Hey. Hey. An enemy. I'm trying to do a show here.
I'm not your
Rock
enemy.
Show.
I'm one trying of, to work with you here.
6.7. Bad
Listen,
rap.
we got a bunch of people on the phone. We understand that you, in addition to doing the Sunday night show here at K-Rock and knowing everything about, especially 80s, you love the 80s
music,
right?
I love the 80s.
And how do you feel about the 90s?
I hate the 90s.
Right? Okay. This isn't about music at all, though. You're here today because we have been told that you are a trivia expert when it comes to Marvel's Avengers.
I love comic books.
I would not have that
huge
for you.
comic book fan.
What?
Okay.
I love Archie's and Richie Rich.
Okay, that's not what this is about, though. This is about the Avengers.
Casper,
this is about the Avengers.
Little Lulu.
If you've got an Avengers trivia question you want to try to get
Sluggo,
get past Roddy at 1-800-520-1067. You can go to the world premiere of the
Family
film
Family Circus
Monday at the Dolby. Hit it, Steve.
Yeah, Wig Wham Bam.
Beetle Belly. Hagar
we're not
horrible.
Naming other comics right now, Roddy. That's not what we're
Rex
doing.
Rex Morgan, M.D.
Roddy, Kevin, how are you with the Avengers?
All right. The Revengers.
Avengers.
All right.
Avengers.
What do I win? What did I win?
You're not going to win anything. We're trying to give away tickets to the premiere on Monday, all right? Who's our first contestant, Kevin?
All right. The Ulge of Atron.
I don't, I can't really see.
Oh, you don't have it. All right, we'll go to Scott then. Scott's up first. He's in Los Angeles. He's on line one. Hi, Scott. Thank you for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. Stump Rodney, good luck.
Hi, Kevin and Bean. Hi, lovely Allie McKay.
Hi, Scott.
Rodney?
Yeah, all right, Scott.
which Avenger has a tail, sharp claws, uses squirrels as her ally, and famously beat Dr. Doom?
Belinda Carlisle.
What makes you think the singer from the Go-Go's has anything to do with the Avengers, Rodney?
She has a tail.
She doesn't have a tail.
Ever seen her?
Scott, is it Belinda Carlisle?
It is not. Close, though. Huh.
What's the answer?
It is Squirrel Girl.
All right. Squirrel Girl. Squirrel Girl.
Okay. All right.
How you old are, is she? How old is Squirrel Girl?
That's not, we don't Stop have time it. For that question. You're going to the Avengers world premiere on Monday with the stars of the film. Thank you, Scott. Let's
Just
go to line
trying to
three.
Learn about Squirrel Girl.
We're going to talk to Carlos. He's in Anaheim, and
All
he's
right.
up next. Carlos, you're on with Rodney.
Carlos.
Good luck.
Yo, Radio Avengers. How's it going?
All right, Carlos. What's your question for me?
My question is, according to the comics, who was the creator of Ultron?
Adam and the Ants. Hmm.
You didn't even think about that.
Yeah, it was like instant.
Don't
so
drink,
it's
don't smoke,
right.
what do you do?
It's Hank Pym, who was Ant-Man. So it was kind of, you had an ant in there.
Wow!
Wow, I was close.
Very close. Wow. Very close. I'm sorry, you didn't win, Rodney. He did still stump you. You didn't quite get it right. Carlos, congratulations. You're going to the Avengers World Premiere. Well done, sir.
Yeah.
That was close, right. though.
Let's move along to live
than usual.
All That's right.
True. Andrew is up next. Andrew joins us from Roland Heights here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And Andrew is on with Rodney Bingenheimer.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Hello.
What's your trivia question?
Where is Thor from?
Where's Thor from?
I think that was his question.
Berlin.
Berlin.
All right.
Does he seem like that?
Sex,
possible?
I'm a, yeah, he's blonde and big and tall, like a Nazi.
Right, but he's not from Earth. You know he's not from Earth, right, Rodney?
From the planet Berlin.
Okay. Is it from the planet Berlin, Andrew?
Really close. No, it's Asgard.
Asgard?
It's Asgard, yeah.
Thank you for the call, sir.
Guarding your ass again.
You're going to the premiere. All right. How many is that, Kevin? Are we keeping track? Is that three?
I believe we have three, yes.
All right. Let's go to Ernesto. Line seven, please, Los Angeles.
All right.
Hi, Ernesto.
Hey, Bean, Allie, Kevin, you'll be missed.
All right, Ernesto.
Hey, Ralph. Yeah. What is Captain America's real name?
Captain America's real name. I know this one.
Okay, good.
Oh, good. Okay.
Let me think. Terrence Trent D'Arby.
Ooh, no.
Unlikely.
I don't think so.
No, it's not. It's Steve Rogers.
Same
Steve
thing.
Rogers.
Same
Come
thing.
On. Rodney, you know that.
All right. What did I win?
Hey, Bean, who keeps telling us that Rodney is an expert in these things?
I don't know. We need to check our source, don't we?
He doesn't seem to know anything.
Guys are the enemy.
All right. Well, 0-4. One more. It's going to be Destiny with two E's, by the way. Let's
All
find
right.
out where she dances. Okay. She's calling us from Los Angeles on line 8. Hi, Destiny.
Hi, let's see if I can go to the premiere for my birthday.
All right,
birthday, nice.
Okay, so what are the names of what's his name? Odin's Ravens.
Odin's Ravens.
Hmm. Now, Rodney, you haven't gotten any right, so really put some more.
Think hard.
I mean, Odin, Thor's father?
Yes.
All right.
Oh wow. Okay, all right. All right. Narrowing
in. The Ravens.
Excellent. It's for her birthday.
Billy and Idol.
No.
Okay. Billy Idol.
That's one person.
White Wedding.
No.
Did you just guess Billy and Idol?
Newman and Newman.
Billy and Ida, I thought.
No, you were wrong, though. She had the right answer.
Dancing with myself.
Happy birthday. Thank you for calling Destiny. Enjoy the premiere. Thank you, Rodney.
I scared her by that Odin thing.
You did?
Yeah.
Let's all stop Rodney now.
Yeah, wigwam bam.
Hey. 106.7.
Never mind.
We got to get together on the Haze because...
No, don't bother. Don't even bother. Who cares anymore? Doesn't matter. I'm bleeding out anyway.
Hey, guys, before we get into this final showbiz beat for the Kevin and Bean show for the week, I want to congratulate one more time James Montez from La Habra. We called him at 7:20 this morning and gave him a brand new car. He was the winner of the 2015 Fiat Arbat, and, of course, he had already won tickets for Coachella. He's going this weekend and access to the K-Rock Coachella house. What? What's so funny?
You've never said the name of that car right.
It's very
Not
difficult
one
name.
Time.
It's very difficult for
Arbat.
Me to say.
Arbat.
Say Arbat.
Arbat.
Yes.
Said, right?
Yeah, but you said Arbat. Earlier. Just moments ago, he said Arbat.
Way to go, James. Thanks for listening. Congratulations. Enjoy driving around with
me.
Your new car.
I'm not the one who said it.
I'm not angry.
All right.
Just moving on. Nothing I can do about it.
Just saying Arbat. Jerry Arbat was on Law & Order, wasn't he?
It's 9:42. Time for the showbiz beat.
Let's go out on a high note. What do you say, everybody? Come on. Hands in.
Is it too late for that?
First high note of the whole week.
This will make you happy. This has nothing to do with show business, but I just saw this article, and I wanted to bring it in because I know certain people in this room would be very happy about it.
Okay. Does it involve a bear for Allie?
It doesn't.
Oh.
It involves Taco Bell.
Ooh, there you All go. Right. Now you're talking Kevin's language.
Yep.
He's running for the border.
Kevin, Taco Bell.
He's running for the border. Nice. Yes. Is?
Planning on launching home delivery in the next year.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, that's so good for weed smokers.
Exactly. Or drunks, more importantly.
USA!
Or drugs, right? At like 3 a.m.
When you got a 12 pack in you, and you say, "I need Taco Bell now,"
they keep you from driving drunk. That's how great
delivery,
they are.
Home delivery.
Oh, that's sweet.
We have to figure it out, says CEO Brian Nickel. And I can tell you right now, we don't have it figured out.
Oh, what kind of an announcement is that?
The worst press release ever.
But they're shooting for it the next year.
Well.
We have to make sure we give them an experience that's consistent with Taco Bell, he says. So,
doesn't that seem like a
here's hoping? Announce it.
Here's hoping.
No
man, you got to build the anticipation.
Aren't there millions of restaurants that have figured it out? Isn't it just a template?
How
pretty much,
Kevin? How can you get food from a restaurant to someone's home? What kind of science fiction world do you live in?
They're not creating this. It exists.
Listen up, Miles from Tomorrowland. You can't just beam food out of a restaurant into someone's home. It takes planning. There's the hurdles need to be jumped.
All right. I didn't understand that, I guess.
I wonder what the minimum order will be for Taco Bell, because there's no
99
way.
99 cents.
But that's what I'm saying. Taco. There's no way it makes economic sense for them to be delivering $2 of Taco
they
Bell.
They have a one taco minimum.
Some of their menu items are fairly inexpensive.
No longer order half a taco.
All right.
Boy George, he's getting his own reality show. He falls asleep in his car. The Culture Club singer is moving from London to Los Angeles.
Didn't he knifed a guy, right?
Nope.
I heard he was the one who knifed a guy.
Nope, not him.
That's not
it was
him either.
Screech from Saved by the Bell.
Oh, that's right.
Boy George, the docuseries will be all about his big move from his home country to L.A., baby.
And he's got a wooden hand, if I remember correctly.
No, he does not. No. He's just a singer from Culture Club. Boy George says regarding the series, if Marge Simpson met Dolly Parton and went dancing with Ziggy Stardust, it wouldn't come close to what you'll see.
Well, what does that even mean?
It's quite a promise he's making there, so we'll have to wait and see. Congratulations to former Saturday Night Live star, big-time movie star Eddie Murphy. He is getting this year's Mark Twain Prize for American Humor on October the 18th at the Kennedy Center event. Eddie's expected to show up, applaud for himself, and then walk off stage. They're running out of people to give the Mark Twain Prize to, I get the sense. Last year's recipient was Jay Leno, so I'm just saying. Next up, beer mug. He's going to be the next award recipient.
That would be awesome.
Look, Ralph, in all seriousness, once they put us into any kind of Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame!
clearly they're scraping at a lot of barrels in this country right now for recognition.
That's not true at all. You guys are well deserving of that award.
Shut up, Ralph.
And on Monday, I'm going to be taking everyone through a little tour through history.
That's not necessary.
A segment that I will call March to the Hall of Fame, where I will play the top 10 greatest moments in Kevin and Bean history.
And that is greatest. Awesome. That and is awesome.
By greatest, you mean?
Greatest. The reason, 10 of the many reasons you guys are going to be enshrined in the Hall of Fame. Whoop. There's
plane?
My plane. I gotta go.
You gotta go.
We seem to be dangerously close to an airport.
Kevin's rides are getting
I'm not sure what planning went into this, but.
Are they swinging by to pick you up so you can make the first act at Coachella 10:30?
They're gonna drop Kevin out of the plane onto the stage.
This is awesome.
Yeah. It's awesome. Good radio.
All you need is a rope ladder and a plane.
Yep. Tonight, heads up. Kevin Smith and I doing Hollywood Babylon at the Improv on Melrose. Love to have you come join us. We always have a good time. I think you will, too. It's improv.com, the place to go to get your details and your tickets. I think there's only a handful of tickets left, so come on out and join us. Today's celebrity birthdays. Alex Pettyfer is 25 years old today. Haley Joel Osment, my buddy, 27 years old. Barkhad Abdi. Oh, yeah. That's right. He's the captain now, bitch.
Do you remember when he told us that was ad-libbed?
Yep.
That was crazy. He made that up.
Do you remember when he did an ID for our radio show? Do you remember that?
I do.
Yeah.
I remember that as well.
He's 30 years old today. Mandy Moore is 31. Andre Ethier is 33 years old. He plays for the Los Angeles Dodgers. They're a professional baseball team. Mm-hmm. Michael Pitt from Boardwalk Empire is 34. Charlie Hunnam's 35. Orlando Jones celebrates his 47th birthday. Peter MacNicol, 61 years old. An actor, martial artist, environmentalist, singer, songwriter, spiritualist, lawman, Steven Seagal. He is 63 years old today. Not a gray hair on his head. I don't know how he does it. Oh, wait a minute. He slathers shoe polish on his head. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the Showbiz Beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Monday morning, we will have a complete recap of weekend one of Coachella, and we'll also have tickets for weekend two of Coachella, and we've got Steve Aoki in studio Monday morning.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Just let it go.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Is Don on the phone?
Roll another one.
What is kale? Is that fish?
Just like the other one.
Is that accurate?
This one seems to be about to quit.
And she beat him off.
And I need another year.
Still waiting on that heifer, Julio.
You're cool. You, I'm out.
Roll another one.
She even gave me a blumpkin.
Just like the other one.
Dude, this is pretty f***ed up right here.
This one seems to be about to end.
A lot of people in the audience look pissed.
I don't have another cent.
Vaginally, that is just gonna destroy the vagina.
Hello, I'm taking a dump.
Just pass it around.
You're killing me, Larry.
That's why I love Jesus, y'all.
I just pass it on down.
I am leaving, and you can't stop me. I'm packing my...
And cut.
So did you like that sign off? Just made it up.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Anyway, I'm out of here. I'm going to head out to those streets with potholes. And I read somewhere they're going to have more potholes coming soon. So watch out for those potholes. Somebody should go out and put markers and draw where all the potholes are so we could kind of avoid them. Anyway, stay tuned now for Beer Mug. Keep you up the rest of the night and keep you in shape.
Bam. Peace out.